help me build my Discovery Solar robot?
How long's that gonna take, Jeffy?
Not long at all, because it's 197 easy build pieces.
197 pieces?
Come on, Marvin, just help him out.
It's gonna take forever, baby.
But it says easy build.
Yeah, Ben, it's so easy an 8-year-old can do it. See, it says ages 8 plus.
No, Jeffy, I think that's how many hours it's gonna take to build, 8 plus.
No, Ben, look how many pieces.
What the hell is this? You gotta break every little individual piece. That's gonna take a whole day by itself.
Danny, that's light work.
It's not light work. It's gonna take forever, Jeffy.
No, it won't, Danny. Look at the instructions.
What? This is like hieroglyphics. I'm not a scientist. I can't read this, Jeffy. How about we just play with something else, Jeffy? Like, you can go play with something fun.
Okay, Danny. I guess I'll just play with matches.
No, Jeffy.
Hey! Where'd fire go?
I blew it out. You're not gonna play with matches, Jeffy.
But where'd fire go?
I blew it out.
Where'd fire go when you blow it out?
It disappears.
But where'd it go?
It goes back to the sun. That's where fire comes from.
Why?
Jeffy, just go take a bath.
Okay, Danny.
Never gonna build that. It'll take forever.
Time for me to turn on the bath. Wait, what the? What is that? Elephant poop in the bathtub? Daddy! Daddy!
What do you want, Jeffy? You're supposed to be taking a bath.
Well, I was going to, Daddy, but there's 6 elephant turds in the bathtub.
You took a crap in the bathtub, Jeffy.
It wasn't me this time.
Jeffy, you're supposed to poop in the toilet, not the bathtub.
It wasn't me, Daddy. It's the size of elephant poop.
Well, Jeffy, you go clean it up because it's yours.
No, Daddy, you have to see it. Come see it.
Marvin, just go with him.
But, baby, he crapped in the bathtub. He's just trying to show us to brag about it. Okay, you know what, Jeffy? I'm gonna make you clean it up. Come on.
See, Danny, look.
What, are those potatoes?
No, it's elephant poop.
Jeffy, that's not elephant poop. There's no smell. It looks like they're kind of eggs.
How are you getting eggs out of that?
Because of the shape of eggs, and I don't know what these are. They look really old. Let me call an egg expert. But pick them up and bring them to the couch.
All right, Daddy.
Hey there. Somebody call an egg-spert? I expected that to get more of a laugh.
Get it?
Now you're just exaggerating. Now I'm just egging you on.
Jeez.
Okay, let's get started. What do you got for me?
So we found these in our bathtub, and we don't know what they are.
Well, at a glance, they look like dinosaur eggs.
Dinosaur eggs?
Or they could be bombs.
Bombs?
Yeah, you can never be too careful. Okay, everybody duck. Frag grenade out. Huh. Not a bomb. Well, I guess I know what these are now.
Dinosaur eggs?
Exactly.
They were in my bathtub.
Yeah, well, dinosaur eggs are extremely rare because dinosaurs are extinct. So destroying or disturbing these eggs is a serious felony. You can get a lot of time in prison.
Didn't you just throw one out the window?
Hey, that was for science. I had to make sure these weren't bombs.
Why would these be bombs?
Well, you never know what those crazy terrorists are planning. One minute you think it's a dinosaur egg, and then you try to grab it, and then bam, your hand ends up looking like Jason Pierre Paul's.
Well, where would dinosaur eggs even come from?
Let's think about that for a second. Let's really think about that. They're dinosaur eggs, so they probably would have come from dinosaurs. Huh, how about that? Context clues as fuck.
But where would a dinosaur even be at?
Marvin, we have a pet dinosaur.
We do have a pet dinosaur. Jeffy, go grab your pet dinosaur.
All right, Donnie.
You forgot you had a pet dinosaur?
Yeah, I'm getting old.
All right, Donnie. There's Booger.
All right, so that's our dinosaur named Booger.
Oh, don't say that name.
Hey, Brooklyn guy!
Jesus Christ.
It's me, Booger!
Yeah, I know, Booger. Hi.
Did you miss me?
Not really.
Who are you talking to?
I have an imaginary friend named Booger, and whenever you said that name, he thought you were summoning him, so now he won't get the hell out of my ear.
Hey, who's these people? They mess with you?
No, they're not.
You want me to ruffle them?
No, you don't have to do that. They're fine.
Okay, good, because you're the man.
I know.
They should know that, too.
No.
You're the guy.
Yeah,
you're the best.
Yeah.
You're awesome.
I get it.
You're the
Yeah, okay. Jesus Christ, Booger. Just let me do my job.
Oh, you're doing your job? You want me to help you?
No,
let's
I don't.
Pee your pants,
I didn't
Jeff.
Pee my pants.
Hey, you didn't pee your pants. Good job, buddy.
You know,
that's 7 days free.
Yeah, okay.
Pee your pants. The man.
Thank you.
Yeah,
hey, Booger. Hey, you know what you can do for it? You can get me some tissues for all my boogers.
Oh, you got some boogers?
No, I don't. Get out of my nose,
there.
Booger.
Hey, no boogers up there, but there's a booger right here.
Could you just get the tissues, please, Booger?
Yeah, I'll be right on you.
Holy shit. Okay, can we please make this quick before he comes back? You see that dinosaur right there? That dinosaur laid these eggs. It's a girl dinosaur. Congratulations.
But I thought Booger was a boy.
Nope, it's a girl.
Okay, so then how did she get pregnant?
Well, you know, another dinosaur had to...
Oh, yeah! I got your tissues, Brooklyn guy!
Thank you, Booger. Okay, look, I helped you with your problem. Just don't destroy these eggs, all right? Take care of them. Come on, Booger, let's go.
Are we getting ice cream?
Oh, fuck.
I can't believe Booger's a girl.
But Marvin, who got Booger pregnant?
I don't know. We don't know any other dinosaurs.
Ooh, my Bibs, can I borrow $70?
Why do you need $70, Dougie?
To get the new Harry Poopibs game.
There's a new Harry Potter game?
Yeah, it's Harry Poopibs in the Expedition of Hufflepuffs. You get to see Dumbledoofus. You also get to give Dobby his sock back, and you get to see Hermione's fine ass.
Okay, well, I thought you played Call of Duty, not Harry Potter.
Well, usually I do be playing some Call of Duty, but now I want to play Harry Potter. I want to be on Hufflepuff. Habba-cadabibs.
Okay, well, all I have is $100.
Oh, that'll do.
Well, I need my change back.
Well, if you want some change, and you need to vote for Obama.
What?
Yeah. Oh, you be collecting some rocks?
No, these are dinosaur eggs, Dougie.
Dinosaur eggs? Eggs is expensive.
Wait a minute. Dougie, you see that dinosaur over there?
Oh, yeah, there go my cousin Pookie.
Well, did you and your cousin Pookie, you know,
Oh, no, man, no, that's my cousin Pookie. She ratchet, she a thot.
Well, I thought your cousin Pookie was a boy.
Nah, I mean, she's so ugly she could be a boy. But I ain't do nothing with her.
So these are not your eggs?
No, those ain't mine.
All right, baby, we really got to protect these eggs. They're very valuable.
You said they were valuable?
Yeah, they are valuable. They're dinosaur eggs. They're worth a lot of money.
Well, how much is they worth?
I don't know, thousands?
Oh, thousands? Stacks? Mama, we should sell these right here.
But we're not selling them, Dougie. They're going to hatch, and they're like dinosaurs are extinct, so they're endangered. We'll go to jail if we sell these, Dougie.
Oh, come on, Mom. We could get some money.
We're not.
We'd be really ripped.
We're not getting money. Just go buy your Harry Potter game, Dougie.
Okay, Mom.
All right, baby, let's protect these eggs.
Hey there, welcome to the black market.
Why I gotta be black? Because of my skin color?
No, it's because it's dark in here.
All right, then, as long as it's because of that.
So, you buying or selling?
Well, I'm trying to sell me some dinosaur eggs, but I ain't got any.
Okay, well, if you did have dinosaur eggs, you could get a lot of money for them, because dinosaurs are extinct.
Well, how much money I be gets?
Probably a couple million, because they're pretty rare.
Millions? Like a million badillion?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm gonna go steal them and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Marvin, can we go out to eat tonight?
No, baby, we have to stay home and sit on these eggs until they hatch.
But how do we know they're going to hatch?
Because they're eggs, baby, and eggs hatch when...
Oh, no! You caught me!
Dougie, you put that egg back right now!
No, I got to sell it for some money!
You're not selling these eggs, Dougie. They're endangered. Let it go.
But, folk, I need some money!
No, you put the egg down.
No, this is my money. Give it to me! Oopsie daisy!
Dougie, you just killed that egg!
Well, if you would have let me have it, then I could have sold it for some money and it would still be alive!
Dougie, I'm gonna get in so much trouble. That was illegal what you just did!
Well, if you're gonna get in trouble anyway, why don't you just let me have one of the eggs?
No, you're not having any more of these eggs!
Find his keeper!
Wait, wait, no, Dougie! Dougie, get back here! Oh no! Ah, Dougie, you broke another egg!
No, you broke the egg by tackling me and makes me drop it! I ain't do nothing wrong!
Well, Dougie, just get out of here! Baby, we lost another egg!
What? How?
Because Mobbips tried to push me down the stairs because he's mean.
No, you were trying to steal the eggs, and now we only have three left. If Broken Guy finds out we lost two of the eggs, we're gonna get arrested!
Hey there, just here to check on those eggs and make sure they're not broken. Why are there three?
Because five is a lot to sit on.
That's what my ex-wife didn't say.
Well, look, we needed help sitting on the eggs to help them hatch. So Booger sat on two of them.
Don't say that name, please.
I'm talking about Booger the dinosaur.
God damn it.
Hey, Brooklyn guys, me Booger, I'm back!
Oh, good.
Ooh, why are you in your cop uniform? You gonna catch some bad guys?
Yeah, well, I am a cop, Booger.
Oh, you should shoot him.
I'm not gonna shoot anybody.
Is it happening again?
Oh, yeah, I am in hell right now.
Oh, Brooklyn guy, great idea. You play good cop, I'll play the bad cop.
They can't hear you, Booger, that wouldn't work.
Okay, you go first.
What happened to the other two eggs?
What happened to the damn eggs?
It doesn't matter if you yell, Booger, they can't hear you.
We should arrest them.
You know what? That's a good idea. Go get the handcuffs, Booger.
Oh, okay. But don't forget, by that time in middle school, when you misspelled house in a school spelling bee, H-O-W-S-E. Now, everyone else thought you were wrong, but I thought you was right. It should be spelled that way, because you're the man.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Booger.
Okay, I'll go get those handcuffs.
Please.
But don't forget about that time in high school when you asked how you crushed Rebecca Smith and you pooped your pants.
Oh.
Remember everyone called you stinky, smelly, ugly, stupid Brooklyn guy?
Yeah.
Not me. I called you the man. Poopy pants the man.
Yeah, you did say that. Thank you, Booga. Okay, we don't have long before he gets back. What happened to the eggs?
Because I told you that the dinosaur was sitting on them, and that's what's happening.
Well, that's really interesting, because I found one of the eggs broken at the bottom of your stairs, and when I pulled into the driveway, I found the other one broken there next to the one that I broke for science.
So there's two in the driveway?
No, you just reused the footage of you throwing the last one, you lazy piece of shit.
Well, I didn't feel like doing it again. I'm tired. Oh, listen. We got three eggs, and it's not my fault. You know, it's Dougie's fault.
Well, it's not my fault. I just really wanted the eggs so I could sell them for $1 million.
Ah, I got those handcuffs, broken guy.
Oh, that's good, because it looks like I'm going to be arresting these people. Wait. Hold on, I'm sorry. Did you just say that you were going to sell these eggs for $1 million?
Yeah.
Oh, you could be a rich man. The man's man. The manliest man that ever man to man.
I do like the sound of that.
Yeah, do the right thing, broken guy.
Well, we can't sell these for $1 million. It's against the law.
Screw the law. I want to be a millionaire. If we sell these, we can get $1 million each.
I mean, there are three, and there's three of us, so we all have $1 million.
Let's go sell these eggs!
All right, let's go sell them!
All right, here's the dinosaur egg.
Hey, no cops. That's like rule number one in the black market.
Well, no. He's cool. We're just trying to sell these eggs, so we'll really get $1 million per egg?
Yeah, these are real dinosaur eggs. No, these are not real dinosaur eggs.
What are you talking about? You said they were real.
They are.
Hey, if Broken Guy says they're real, they're real.
So these are not real.
No. There's a lot of fake eggs going around. See, there's this kid's toy you can buy at Target. It's the Dig-Em-Up dinosaur eggs toy. I opened mine already. It's actually really fun.
Oh, I think I bought these for Jeffy like a few months ago. I just forgot.
Yeah, that'll happen.
So we don't get $1 million per egg?
No, sorry. But I'll tell you what. If you have a built version of this thing, I'll give you $10 million.
Oh, that's not worth it. Jeffy, stop clicking that pin.
I'm practicing.
For what?
I'm trying to set the record for most pin clicks in 1 second.
What's the record?
I don't know. I haven't set the record yet, but I think I can do 40.
There's no way you can click a pin 40 times in 1 second, Jeffy.
Yes, I can, Daddy. It's easy. It's light work.
Then show me.
All right, Mommy, time me.
Okay, and go. One Mississippi.
All right, how many was that?
I don't know. I was too busy saying one Mississippi.
It was at least 20.
No, Jeffy, it was like 5.
Well, then you counted wrong. All right, Mommy, let's do it again.
Okay, and go. One Mississippi.
Jeffy, you kept clicking when she was done counting.
Well, it took my brain a second to tell my finger to stop clicking after I heard it.
What?
Yeah, I thought I counted at least 35.
No, Jeffy, you only got like 6. If you take away the ones you cheated, you did like 4.
All right, well then, let's do it one more time, Mommy.
Okay, and go. One Mississippi.
You're still clicking when she's done counting, Jeffy.
Well, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Jeffy, there's no way you're going to set the record for 40 pin clicks in 1 second.
All right, well then, I'll try to set the record for most pin clicks in an hour.
But, Jeffy, no one's going to count for an hour.
I'm counting.
We're not doing this. Give me the pin.
Hey, where my pin go?
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, MK. A 21-year-old woman is selling her used bathwater for $250 a jar. I have an exclusive interview with her now. So, GamerGirl69, tell me about your business.
Okay, so I eat a bunch of Taco Bell, right? And then I take a massive dump, and I don't wipe. I jump straight into the bathtub, and then I take a jar like this, and I fill it with my bathwater, and sell it for $250 a jar!
Fascinating. And how many jars have you sold?
I don't know, like 10,000?
So you've made $2.5 million on selling your bathwater?
Yeah, and I just bought my second house in Miami!
Well, that's wonderful for you. I'll actually take a jar. Well, you heard it here first, folks. Go ahead and get your jar of bath water for $250.
Ew, that's disgusting! Marvin, who would buy someone else's bath water?
What are you even supposed to do with it?
What do you think it tastes like?
Ew, Jeffy!
It probably tastes like germs and poop.
Well, so she was naked in that tub?
Yes.
And she didn't wipe?
No.
You should buy some.
It's a prank.
No, Jeffy, that's degrading to women.
Yeah, we're never going to spend money on something stupid like that, Jeffy.
Well, then can I save up my money and buy some?
No, Jeffy, go to your room. You don't even have a credit card, so you couldn't buy it even if you wanted to.
Damn it.
Jeffy's so weird sometimes.
I bet I can nut faster than you, Joseph.
No way, dude. I got the fastest nut.
Then let's race our nuts.
All right, bet.
1, 2, 3.
What? I won, dude. I got the fastest nut.
Well, there's no way. You cheated. You pushed your nut.
No, you're just mad because I got the fastest nut.
Hey, guys, I'm mad.
What's wrong, Jeffy?
Well, there's this gamer girl selling her bathwater for $250, and my daddy says I can't buy any.
Well, that's disgusting. Why would you want to buy someone's bathwater?
Because she ate Taco Bell and pooped in it.
Ew, that's gross, dude.
But she's hot.
Whoa. You didn't say she was hot now.
Yeah, she's hot. We want some.
She's super hot.
Oh, my God. That would be so cool to own a hot girl's bathwater.
Yeah, and we get to take turns taking sips of it.
Oh, I wonder
know what it smells like.
Shit. Oh, my God. That'd be so cool. Okay, so we could buy some, and do you think if we put our hand in the water, we technically touch the hot girl?
Oh, dude, definitely. Technically.
Yeah, but the only bad thing is she only accepts credit cards.
We don't have a credit card. We're only kids. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Why don't you go steal your dad's credit card?
That's a good idea, Junior. I'll be right back.
Ooh, Marvin, I'm getting hungry. What should we eat for dinner?
I don't know. What do you want?
Cheese pizza.
Ooh, cheese pizza sounds good. Can we order one?
Yeah, let me grab my credit card.
Okay, I'll order it online, but I'm a really slow typer.
Well, look, the credit card's right there. No, Joseph, I can only nut so many times in a day.
Dude, we gotta race one more time. I'm definitely gonna shoot it off the table. I'm aiming for the wall.
Okay, let's do it.
Hey, guys! I got your credit card!
Oh, my God, you gotta order it. Order the bath water.
All right, I'm ordering it right now.
It's gonna be so cool.
Yeah.
Well, guys, guess what? They got same-night shipping.
Aw, oh, dude, you gotta get it. It's a sign.
Yeah, I want it tonight.
Ordered.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I can't believe we get to touch hot girls' bath water.
Smell it and lick it.
Okay, guys, you gotta return your dad's credit card.
All right, I'll be right back.
Don't get caught.
Yeah.
Okay, Marvin, it's time to pay. Wait, where's the credit card?
What, you lost it?
I didn't lose it.
I put it right there and said, there it is. You must have put it somewhere.
I didn't touch it.
Oh, check the couch cushions.
Hey.
I can't believe you lost it.
I don't know where it is.
I don't know. I'm gonna check this cushion. Hey, look, there it is.
Well, how did it get there?
Well, I just checked right there. You must have found it and put it right there so I wouldn't get mad at you.
Marvin, this is not my fault.
Well, you just order the stupid dumb pizza.
Ugh.
All right, guys, I'll return the card back to my daddy.
Okay, Jeffy, I just thought of something. Whose name did you order the bathwater under?
Well, I had to put my daddy's name because that name had to match the name on the card.
Smart. They can't trace it back to us, dude.
Yeah, we don't want to get caught buying this stuff. Oh, that must be it. Go get it, Jeffy. Go get it.
All right.
Ooh, Marvin, that must be the pizza.
There's no way. You just ordered it like 30 seconds ago.
Well, maybe they cooked it really fast. I put in the notes that we were really hungry.
No, something's not right. I'm gonna answer the door.
I'll get it, Daddy.
No, Jeffy, you stay in your room. It's just pizza and you don't get any.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Hello, sir. Special delivery.
Wait, that's not pizza.
Oh, it's way better than pizza. Plus, it's the street shipping, so if you have a girlfriend, she'll never find out. But there's no way you'd have a girlfriend because only desperate guys order these. I ordered 20.
What is it?
Oh, you'll find out.
Okay.
Was that the pizza, Marvin?
No, it was this weird package.
Oh, maybe it's the drinks.
Why would they deliver the drinks and not the pizza?
I don't know, Marvin.
I don't know what it could be.
Well, let's open it.
No, don't open it. What if it's like a bomb or something?
What, are you hiding something?
No.
Gave a girl bathwater to Marvin! You sicko, you freak!
I did not order this.
Then why does it say to Marvin?
I don't know. Someone's pulling a prank on me.
That's an expensive prank, Marvin. $250.
Well, I did not order this. You can check my credit card statement.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, it's not going to be on there.
Look, it was charged to your credit card.
Well, someone's like doing fraud or something.
Oh, is that why you locked your card, Marvin, so you can order your gamer girl bathwater?
No, I swear I did not order this.
Okay, fine, then I'm going to pour it down the sink.
Well, I mean, that would be a waste of money just to pour it down the sink.
So you do care about it.
No, I just think we should probably try to return it and get the $250 back.
Oh, no, I'm pouring it down the sink.
I did not order this.
All right, Marvin, say bye-bye to your weird fetish water.
I did not order that.
Well, then you won't care when I pour it down the sink.
I'm not going to care. I just think we should possibly try to return it.
No, because then you're just going to try to keep it. How does that make you feel, you pervert?
I didn't order it, so I don't care.
Guys, my daddy entered the door, and he got the package, and my mommy made him pour it down the sink.
Dude, I needed to taste that.
I wanted to brag to people and say we had it.
I know, but fortunately, I saved my daddy's credit card information so we can order some more.
Savage.
Oh, my God. She's selling her dirty underwear and her dirty socks.
Oh, dude, get it. Get the socks. I need the socks. I got a foot fetish. I said it.
Oh, there's also another option where she'll send you a pizza that she stepped on with her feet.
That. We need that. We need that right now. Look, I'll wipe my mouth with the socks. Okay, I said it. I got a foot fetish.
Yeah, get the underwear.
Ordered.
Oh, yes! Thank you, Jeffy.
Okay, Joseph, go look out the window. When the delivery guy comes out, we'll run out there and meet him so he doesn't ring the doorbell.
Okay, bet.
Oh, we're going to get it this time.
Yep.
You're sick, Marvin, sick.
I told you I didn't order it.
Well, you know what? I'm going to take a bath now, and I want you to pay me $250 for my bath water.
But that's gross.
It's gross because it's my bath water? Because I'm not some hot gamer chick?
I told you I did not order that water.
You know what? Fine, Marvin, okay.
Whatever.
Guys, you should pull it up.
Jeffy, go grab it.
On it.
Hey.
Whoa, you scared me. I didn't even ring the doorbell.
Yeah, there's a baby sleeping upstairs. I didn't want you to wake him up.
I hate kids. Here you go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you already paid online.
Yeah, I know.
All right,
guys, I got it.
All right, give me the socks. Another pizza. No, both.
Joseph, calm down. We're all going to share.
No, dude, I can't wait any longer.
All right, who's ready?
I am.
Where are the panties?
Where's the footprint? In the socks.
This is just a normal pizza. We got ripped off.
Oh, no.
Do you think we got the wrong pizza?
Yeah.
Ooh, that must be the pizza.
You sure it's not more gamer girl bathwater?
No, it's not. It's just a pizza.
Yeah, okay.
Dang, don't answer that.
Jeffy, stay in your room. I'm answering the door. It's just pizza.
Well, you said that last time. Let me answer it.
No, Jeffy, it's just pizza. Stay in your room. If you leave your room again, no electricity for a week. I will turn off the electricity to your room.
Jeez.
Yeah, you stay right there. You go back in your room.
Hello?
Hey, somebody order a pizza? Or should I say pizza? I order these all the time.
It's just a pizza.
Yeah, sure, buddy.
Listen, do not deliver any of those disgusting packages to my house ever again. You got me in trouble.
Oh, I get it. Of course, I'll never deliver anything disgusting to this house ever again. Here's your package, buddy.
Okay. Okay, baby, I got the pizza.
I'm surprised it wasn't more bathwater.
Baby, you said you were hungry. You ordered the pizza. Let's dig in.
I know you want a pizza, this ass. I stepped on this for you, too. Tim Marvin, love gamer girl. P.S. I stuffed the crust with my underwear. Marvin, you stink. Your crust are disgusting.
I did not order this. Actually, I really didn't order it. You're the one who ordered the pizza.
Yes, but I put it under your name and I use your credit card. You must get this all the time.
No. You know I would not order a pizza that was stepped on, apparently, in socks.
Why are there dirty socks on the pizza?
I don't know. The crust is stuffed with dirty underwear. I promise you, baby, I did not order this. I would never order this. Someone is screwing with me.
Marvin, I don't know who you are anymore. You changed. I'm leaving you.
But I did not order this. I did not order it. Who is doing this to me? Who? Jeffy, it sounds like your parents are about to get a divorce.
Yeah, maybe.
Don't you think you should tell them the truth?
Yeah, dude, I don't have parents. But if I could bring them back over an apology over a feet pizza, I totally would.
Yeah, guess I'll go do the right thing.
Marvin, my bags are packed and I'll send you the divorce papers in the mail.
You cannot leave me over this. I did not order this pizza or the bathwater.
Hey, Mommy. Hey, Daddy. I got a confession to make.
Not right now, Jeffy.
I'm the one who ordered the gamer girl bathwater and the feet pizza.
Ha-ha! Ha-ha! We find out who did it. It was Jeffy.
Jeffy, that's so sweet of you to lie for Marvin.
Yeah, I am pretty great.
What? No. Jeffy, did you really order all this stuff?
Yeah, I stole your credit card when you guys weren't looking.
See, that's what my credit card. That's why we couldn't find it. He moved it.
Marvin, are you sure you're not paying him to say this for you?
I am not paying Jeffy at all. Jeffy, am I paying you?
Nope.
See, I am not paying him. It was his fault. It was Jeffy's fault.
Marvin, I'm so sorry. I didn't believe you.
Yeah, Jeffy, you are grounded.
As I should be. You know what? I'm going to take this pizza straight to the trash. I'm going straight to my room.
Yes, you are. For 2 weeks with no power.
Yep, I will turn the lights off. Right in the trash is where this will be.
Yeah, you go. You get out of here. Oh, my God. I'm glad you finally know the truth. Hey, wait a minute!
Oh, dirty feet!
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Oh!
What is going on with you kids?
I am ashamed.
Jeffy, you're coming with me. Get these off your head. Come on! All right, Jeffy, you're going to sit on this couch for 2 weeks. No TV, no video games, no electricity, except for the lights that are on in this room, but you can't look at them. Don't look. Don't ever look up. You're not allowed to, okay? So no electricity, no fun. Just sit right there grounded.
Okay, but you want to know what doesn't use electricity?
What?
Breaking the world record for most pin clicks in an hour. Start counting.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Aw, dude, you want to play basketball?
No, Joseph, you have an unfair advantage at basketball because of the way you look.
Wait, what's that supposed to mean, dude?
Because you have a basketball on your shirt. Obviously, that means you're good at basketball.
Oh, yeah, you right.
Well, you guys want to play football? We could play no tackle, you know, two-hand touch, but we can only grab each other's butts. Or we could play by Tom Brady's rules and kiss each other on the mouth.
Dude, it's too hot to play football outside.
Okay, well, we could play naked and still tackle.
How about we play baseball?
No, Junior.
Come on, you know no one likes baseball, dude.
So what are we gonna play?
We could play tennis. That sounds kinda like penis, and I like that.
No, we can't play tennis, Cody. We need 4 people. We only have 3 people, and it's hot outside.
Hey, guys! You wanna play hockey?
What the puck?
Puck yeah!
Yeah, let's puck and play some hockey!
Fuck yeah!
Well, I'm going to be better at hockey than you, Joseph.
No, wait. No, you're not, dude.
Yes, I am. I'm going to be better at you than hockey. Yeah, you might be good at basketball, but I'm way better than you at hockey.
Good at all sports. You should know this by now. Come on.
Okay, well, then we can't be on the same team, because I'm going to show you how better I am than you.
Well, I want Jeffy on my team.
Yay! I finally didn't get picked last.
Okay, Cody, you're on my team.
Okay, yeah. Let's play some hockey, buddy.
Are you going to be good?
No, I'm terrible at sports.
Oh, please don't suck.
I'll try.
Okay, you two, I want a very dirty and unfair game, okay? I want there to be a lot of fighting. I want there to be more fighting than there is hockey, got it?
Oh, I'm gonna beat you up, Joseph.
Oh, I'm gonna beat you up, dude!
Okay, your team's ready?
Cody, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Jeffy, are you ready, dude?
Yeah, I'm ready!
All right, first to four wins. Play hockey!
Let's go!
Oh, no, it's coming towards me! Oh, I blew it.
That's what I'm talking about, bro! That's what I'm talking about! Where's the defense? Where's the defense? You trash! Got off my eyes, bitch!
Cody, what was that?
I'm sorry, Junior. It just came at me so fast. I didn't want it to knock my teeth out.
You can't knock your teeth out. You're wearing a face mask, Cody.
Well, look, I'm good at things coming on me, but not coming at me.
Do not let another puck score all night, okay?
Okay.
My puck, bitch! Shut this, Cody!
Block it, Cody!
Okay. Ow!
Where you at, Cody? Where you at? Let us know, let us know, let us know, ho!
Joseph, why are you so good at hockey?
Cody, what was that?
Junior, Joseph's cracked, dude. I think we should just forfeit.
No, we're only down two. We can come back.
What, do you know how hard it is to score points in hockey?
Look, we're gonna come back. Just block every puck.
Where you going, Paul?
dude.
Chuck it, Junior.
What? That's not fair. You're on the side of the whole goal.
Way to go, Jeffy. Nice save. Nice save.
Thanks, Joseph.
Joseph, this isn't fair. His body's the size of the goal.
I don't care. You chose your teammate. Now let's play all.
Oh, Junior, your name must be Alice. I'm about to take your ass to Wonderland.
Oh, man, I got to charge up for this one. Kame. Kame.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
My last name's Gretzky. Joseph Gretzky. Don't forget it, punk.
Cody, why didn't you block it?
Junior, it was going so fast. It was like the speed of light. That was impossible.
Come on, Cody. You're the goalie. Your job is to block it.
I couldn't do that, Junior.
All right, Cody. We're down 3-0. We're never going to come back.
Yeah, I know. I've been telling you this.
There's only one way we can come back, and that's I need you to go distract Jeffy so the goal is at least a little bit open, and then I can shoot a few shots, and maybe we can come back.
But then our goal's going to be open.
It's already wide open all the time because you're not doing anything, Cody.
Okay, fine. I'll distract Jeffy.
Come on. Oh, man, how am I going to get around Joseph?
Oh, there's no way you're going to score on me, punk.
Joseph, look at the crowd. A family wanting to adopt a black kid.
Hey, Jeffy, what are you doing?
Being a goalie, my job's easy as shit. All I gotta do is lay here.
Oh, well, there's snow cones over there.
Snow cones? Really?
Yeah, follow me.
Oh, damn it! Cody, you didn't get to remove his helmet!
No, wait, dude, you can't kick the puck in. That's a penalty.
No, that's a point, because your guy left his helmet, and that's a penalty.
You know what? We're going to give it to you. We'll give it to you. 3-1. You're not coming back.
Oh, we're going to come back.
Hey, what can I get you?
Can I get a snow cone? He said there's snow cones here.
No, this is Hot Spot Barbecue. We don't do anything cold.
You lied to me! Jeffy, dude, what happened?
Cody told me there were snow cones.
I thought there were snow cones.
So you're trying to distract my goalie, huh?
Yeah.
Do it one more time. I'm gonna beat your ass, I promise.
All right, Cody, we got a point.
What, we did?
Yeah, we're only down by two, so this is what I need you to do. I need you to go beat up Jeffy and knock him out, and then I'll knock out Joseph, and then we can get another point, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, fighting's okay. You're allowed to fight in hockey, so go do it.
Not cool, bro. Lying about a family that wanted me. Got my hopes up and shit.
Well, I'm sorry about that, Joseph, but wait, they let butterflies in here?
Oh, butterflies!
How am I gonna do this? Okay, this isn't working. Hey, Jeffy?
Oh.
Yeah, we got a goal!
Yeah!
Oh, dang it!
Jeffy, what are you doing, bro? You let him score!
He distracted me!
Oh, look, I'm gonna be the goalie, okay? You go out there and just beat him up. All you gotta do is beat him up. They're gonna fold.
Okay.
Oh, my God, Cody, we're only down by one point. If we get the puck back, we can tie it. So make sure you block every shot.
But, Junior, I suck. I suck wieners. Wieners, Junior, wieners.
All right, listen. How about I be the goalie and you go try to stop Jeffy?
Junior, do you not understand that I suck wieners?
Listen, look, I'm going to be the goalie. Just try to get the puck back and we both can try to score, okay?
Okay. hey, you give me that puck.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeffy! That's what I'm talking about! Put his ass on the ground!
Oh, Jesus Christ, I have to stop him. Come on, Junior, you can stop him.
Yay! That's game. Jeffy and the kid in the green wins.
Woo! We win! You suck! Woo-hoo-hoo!
Good game, bro. For people who suck...
We don't suck, you guys cheated.
How did we cheat?
Because you beat us up.
No, we play like real men.
You know, Junior, we tried to cheat, too.
But you guys suck so bad, we'd beat you if we played again because you
no,
suck
we'll
so much
bad. No, we'll beat you up right now! Bring it on! Bring it on!
Oh, I'm in so much pain.
My face hurts so bad.
Sorry we lost, Junior, but we were making one hell of a comeback.
Oh, Cody, broken bones are temporary. That loss is gonna last forever.
Yeah, I know, but we still need 3 more minutes, Junior. What are we gonna do?
I don't know. How are we gonna milk time?
Oh, I feel a song coming on. I'm bad at hockey. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm in so much fucking pain. At least I didn't injure my brain. No, I didn't, because I'm bad at hockey. Kazoo solo! Okay, I need you to put a kazoo in my mouth.
Let me look for one.
Okay.
You dropped it. Hold on.
It's backwards. It'll still work, it's just not as... Junior, this is a shit show.
Open your mouth.
I'm trying. My jaw's wired shut.
You know what? This isn't gonna work.
You're right. Oh no, Junior. I just remembered the school dance is tonight, and I promised to take Jenny Wobbledees and help her stand.
What? The school dance is tonight?
Yeah.
What's Jenny Wobbledees gonna do? You can't take her to the dance like this.
I don't know, Junior.
Whoa! Hey, Cody, are you ready to take me to the dance tonight?
Why is she walking like that, Cody?
Junior, you know she has legs like a newborn baby deer. Sorry, Jenny Wobbledees. I can't take you to the dance. I got injured playing hockey.
Well, who's gonna hold me up at the dance tonight so I don't fall over?
I guess you're just gonna have to get crutches or a cane.
Oh, okay. Woo!
I feel so bad.
It looks like she's always dancing, though.
What time we at, Junior?
I think we need, like, another minute.
Oh, no, Junior. We forgot to sell all of this tuna fish for Tuna Fish Terry.
Oh, yeah, Tuna Fish Terry. We're supposed to go door-to-door and sell all of his tuna fish.
Yeah, for his campaign for mayor.
Yeah, oh, he's gonna be so mad because we forgot to sell it because we were too busy trying to play hockey.
Oh, Tuna Fish Terry's gonna be so mad.
Hey, you boys, have my tuna fish yet? Yeah.
Oh, no. Sorry, Tuna Fish Terry. We didn't sell all your tuna.
Where you first tell my toothpick. What you doing all day not telling my toothpick?
I'm sorry. We decided to play hockey instead and we got injured.
You playing that damn hockey sport? I told you to tell my toothpick or I'd run mayor.
I'm so sorry. I guess you're not going to be mayor, Tuna Fish Terry.
Oh, damn it. You don't tell me you ain't telling my toothpick.
We tried selling it.
I don't want to take my goddamn toothpick. You supposed to tell my toothpick. Not stuck with all the toothpicks I can't eat on this.
Wait, Joseph hasn't bragged about winning yet.
This would be a good time for that.
What's that, losers? How's the injuries? And how does it feel to lose to a god?
We're in so much pain.
Yeah, but what hurts worse is I was supposed to take Jenny Wobbleknees to the school dance, and we didn't sell all that tuna fish for Tuna Fish Terry.
Oh, man, I forgot about that. How could I forget?
And now Tuna Fish Terry's not going to win school mayor.
But dude, the Prince of Dubai was supposed to come by and buy the tuna fish.
I'm right there to buy the tuna fish.
Ah, oh, damn it. If only Tuna Fish Terry had come a few minutes later.
Oh, man, what are we gonna do?
I was promised tuna fish up to my ears and I don't see tuna fish. My camels only eat the tuna fish.
Oh, I'm sorry, Prince of Dubai. We don't have your tuna. Tuna Fish Terry already took it.
And we don't have the number for Tuna Fish Terry.
Damn it, you are always doing this to me.
Oh, now we pissed off the Prince of Dubai. We made his camel starve.
No.
Jenny Wobbledees is falling at the dance. And Tuna Fish Terry's not winning mayor.
I was going to tell you one more time, you dirty tuna fish.
What the Prince of Dubai was just here, damn it.
You missed it. Prince of Dubai was just here.
Listen, why are you pretending to me? I don't know if we've got any tuna fish. Ain't nobody going to eat the goddamn tuna fish.
Hey, Marvin.
What's wrong with you?
The Super Bowl. It sucks this year. Oh, the Chiefs are going again. Ugh, big whoop, of course.
Yeah, it's lame.
You know, it's all Taylor Swift's fault. She's dating that Chiefs player, so no girls think they can watch football. They don't understand the rules.
Yay, sports!
Baby, what are you wearing?
A bunch of football gear.
But none of those teams are in the Super Bowl.
Oh. Well, is Joe Burrow playing? He's so hot.
No, but his house got robbed.
Uh-oh. Did the Steelers do it?
Okay, that's pretty good. Maybe girls can watch football.
You don't have any Eagles or Chiefs stuff?
Who are they?
The teams that are in the Super Bowl.
Oh, the Kentucky Chiefs.
No. We don't want them to win. We want the Eagles to win, which is not going to happen because of Taylor Swift. The Chiefs are just going to keep winning. They're probably going to get a three-peat and even a 10-peat.
Who's Pete and why are there so many of him?
Okay, you can't watch football.
I would do anything for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they're not going to. I actually bet my house that the Chiefs are going to win.
Really?
Yeah, I bet my house, my car, my kidneys, everything, because it's going to happen.
I should bet all my stuff, too, because the Chiefs are guaranteed going to win.
Yeah, they are.
You want some Doritos?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Well, no, I put them in the bowl.
Yeah, but the air touched those. These are fresher.
Air has touched those.
Yeah, but not the ones on the bottom.
Oh, the commercials are starting.
There once was a man that was so hungry, he ate out of a dumpster. He ate an old Dorito and turned into Dorito Man.
Dorito Man! Dorito Man, help me!
You look like you need some Doritos. What flavor would you like? Nacho cheese or Cool Ranch?
I don't need Doritos! I need you to untie me!
I don't do that. I just give people Doritos. Here's some nacho cheese.
No, seriously, you're right there! Just untie me!
No can do. I have Doritos to give away.
Stop running around! Please help me! Dorito Man!
Give me all the money or I'm killing everyone in the bank!
Okay, please don't kill us!
Stop right there.
Dorito Man, don't come any closer or I'm killing a hostage.
I don't care. Here, have some Doritos.
Cool Ranch, my favorite. Bitch, did you pull the silent alarm?
I'm sorry.
Die.
Let me know if the paramedics need some Doritos.
Will do. Freeze, drop the gun, get on the ground. I'm not going down without a bloodbath. Die.
Be like Dorito Man. See something, say nothing. Eat Doritos.
That commercial was good.
You know, don't you think it's weird that we were talking about Doritos and we got a Doritos commercial? I swear, our phones and our TVs are spying on us. You know, one day I'm going to be Amish.
You don't want to be full Am?
Fuck you.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Who would be knocking at the door during the Super Bowl?
I mean, pizza delivery people, probably.
Yeah, I'll go get it. Hello?
What? Tom Brady?
Yeah, let me in. I don't have much time.
Okay, come on in. Guys, Tom Brady was at the door.
Tom Brady? Tom, can I please suck your forehead?
Make it quick.
Oh, he comes every year.
Yeah, and I need your help again. That goddamn sucking Kermit the Frog-looking bitch Patrick Mahomes is gonna three-peat. I didn't even do that.
Well, you went to three straight Super Bowls.
Yeah, but I lost one.
Well, you'll only have four rings. You'll still have seven.
People don't care about that. All people are gonna say is, Patrick Mahomes three-peated. Tom Brady didn't do that. Tom Brady's a bum. That's why his wife left him for a jiu-jitsu instructor and got pregnant. That's what they're gonna say.
Well, listen, everything's gonna be fine, and aren't you commentating the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's why I gotta hurry up and get back. But listen, I need you to kidnap Patrick Mahomes.
What, kidnap Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, so he can't play in the Super Bowl and the Chiefs lose.
Wait, so you're saying he is the reason why they're winning all their games?
No, but I can't kidnap Taylor Swift now, can I?
Wait, she's playing?
Fuck you.
Okay, how are we supposed to kidnap Patrick Mahomes?
Well, I don't know. Call him up pretending to be a referee and tell him he owes you a check or something.
Okay, but how do I get his number?
Well, I don't know. Fake your number. I don't know. I just got to hurry up and get back, okay? Figure it out.
Okay. Wait, is that Tom Brady in a Super Bowl commercial?
Hey there, it's me, 7-time Super Bowl champion and still better than Patrick Mahomes even if he wins today, Tom Brady. You know, I like to start every day with a sun kiss. And then when I get out of the shower, I have another sun kiss. And when I get done shaving my balls, I have a sun kiss. As a matter of fact, after every one of my Super Bowl wins, I celebrated with multiple sun kisses. I also really like this soda. It's called, Sun Kissed. It's orange flavored, but it's still not better than the taste of my son's kisses. So if you want to know what my son's kisses taste like, just smell my breath, because he gives me an open mouth kiss when I'm getting a massage, because he wants the Wi-Fi password. Because we have a rule in my house, one kiss gets you 5 minutes of Wi-Fi time. So you should go out and buy this soda, Sun Kissed. Now I'm going to go kiss my son.
I prefer Fanta. Do you want a Fanta? Do you want a Fanta?
Hey, Marvin, I found Patrick Mahomes' phone number.
How'd you find it?
Well, I got a friend that's a referee, and apparently you text him all the time.
Oh, okay, give me the number. I'll call him with a block number. Okay, it's ringing.
Hello, who's this?
Is this Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, and I'm about to play in the Super Bowl right now, so I'm kind of busy.
Well, this is the head referee of the Super Bowl tonight.
Oh, looking for your paycheck, huh?
Yeah, we really need that paycheck.
All right, I'll send my guys right over.
Oh, no, the commissioner wants you to hand it to me personally to make sure it clears.
OK. Can Taylor Swift do it?
No, Taylor Swift can't bring it. It has to be you.
Oh, what about Travis Kelce?
No, Travis. Gotta be you.
What about Andy Reid?
No, Andy Reid.
Are you sure no Andy Reid?
No Andy Reid.
Okay, what about, Reid Andy?
No, that's Andy Reid still. No, it has to be you.
What about my gay brother?
No, it has to be you, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, fine. I'm on my way over. Drop the addy.
Okay, I'll send the address. Okay, he said he's actually coming.
Okay, cool. Oh, look, a Super Bowl commercial.
Jesus, what a brutal crime scene. Were there any fingerprints on the victim?
No, sir, just gum.
Gum?
Yeah, that's right. The killer left gum all over. There was gum in her hair, gum in her mouth, gum in her clothes, gum on her feet, just gum all over her body. The killer gummed all over the place.
My God, I've never seen a more graphic crime. What was the cause of death?
Well, she swallowed a lot of gum, sir, but I did manage to get a sample.
And what did it trace back to?
Double Bubble.
Oh, that's some pretty good gum. I wish I was the victim. Double Bubble. It's worth dying for. Just don't swallow.
Hey, you were in that commercial.
Yeah, Double Bubble rented out our police station for that one. I thought it was pretty good.
But how were you there and here at the same time?
They shot it like a month ago.
Oh. There's someone at the door. That must be Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, we gotta kidnap him.
All right, can you come with me so you can, like, help me kidnap him?
Yeah, sure. I'll hit him in the head with his bottle.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey there. It's me, Patrick Mahomes. I got your check. You know what that smells like? It smells like a three-peat. Maybe a four-peat?
You don't want to win fair.
Nah, the Taylor Swift fans love this. I was thinking maybe we go down by 30 points by the third quarter, and then in the fourth quarter we come back and win. They're going to eat that shit up.
Marvin, please let me hit him.
Wait a minute. Something smells weird here. Are you guys Eagles fans?
Grab him, Marvin.
Help me, Andy Reid. Andy Reid, help.
Marvin, what are you doing?
We're kidnapping Patrick Mahomes until the Chiefs lose the Super Bowl.
Hey, what are you doing with my arms tied up? I can't throw a football with my arms tied. Wait, or maybe I can. Hey, put a football between my legs and see if I can throw it.
Shut up.
We're not going to release you until after the Super Bowl's over.
You really want my backup quarterback, Carson Wentz, playing instead of me? Wait, that's a great idea. Carson Wentz used to play for the Eagles. He knows all their plays.
Oh, God damn it, Marvin.
Man, a comeback story of the century. Carson Wentz used to be an Eagle player, and he's going to beat his old team. And I still get a ring. The Swifties are going to love this.
Marvin, make him stop.
Hey, rip up that check. I'm going to pay you double.
Oh, my God. Shut up. I'm going to beat you up. Oh, there's a commercial on.
Huh? Is something wrong?
This popcorn's too small.
Oh, well, what size would you prefer?
Extra large.
Oh, well, I got something that's pretty large.
What? Oh, my God! Wow, you should pull it out.
Well, I'm not really supposed to. We could get kicked out.
No, it's fine. No one's looking.
Okay, you say so.
Oh, my God!
Stuck some Pringles in.
Oh, my God, I need some.
Yeah, of course you do. They're bursting with flavor. Let me get you one. Fuck.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just got my hand stuck in the can.
Oh, do you need help?
No, I'm good. I don't want to draw attention to us because we're going to get kicked.
Pringles. Our can design fucking sucks.
Okay, I'm starting to freak out a little bit.
Oh, here. Let me help.
No. I got it. Just, fucking, why do they fucking make the cans like this?
Jesus.
Fuck.
You're crushing the Pringles!
God damn it! Fuck you, Pringles!
Wow, a wiener the size of a Pringles can? That's a really big wiener! You know, Andy Reid has a really big wiener. I've seen it.
Shut up!
Hey, if you guys don't let me go, I'm gonna do my Andy Reid call to get him over here to save me.
Andy Reid call.
Andy Reid! Andy Reid! Andy Reid! Andy Reid!
Marvin, I'm
gonna
fucking kill him.
Andy Reid, you came to save me. Let's get out of here, Mr. Reid.
Yeah. Marvin, I don't even care if we let Tom Brady down. I'm just glad he's gone.
Yeah. Oh, another commercial.
Hey, everybody. It's me, America's sweetheart, P. Diddy, coming to you live and direct from Cell A for Asshole. Yeah, I know you're enjoying the Super Bowl right now, but I'm about to bend my cellmate over this toilet bowl and make him take that. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
So bend over. Usually it takes a lot of spit, but not anymore. Thanks to this Johnson & Johnson baby oil, anything is possible.
It makes it easier.
Yeah. When I put a little Johnson & Johnson on my Johnson and put it in the hole behind his Johnson, oh, yeah, anything is possible. Ain't that right, Johnson?
Yeah.
His name is Johnson, by the way. See, Johnson, he likes it when I put this Johnson & Johnson on his Johnson and we sort of fight our Johnsons together.
So you're not putting it in my ass?
Oh, I am. I always am. Why is that a question? Look. Make sure you get your supply.
Buy it right now. Wait, I forgot. I bought it all already. It's sold out. So the only way you can get some is if you go to my cell. And let me take that ass.
Hey, you get a camera in here. Turn that shit off.
No, give me that ass. Give me that ass.
No ass taking.
Give me that footage.
Stop it. Oh, wow. They still aired that? I thought we deleted the footage.
Wait, that was filmed in the jail cell?
Yeah, Diddy's a monster.
Well, guys, let's sit back and watch this rigged Super Bowl.
Andy Reid. Andy Reid. It's stuck in my head like a song. Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid. Marvin, our Halloween costumes are so cute. Jeffy's the Cat in the Hat, and we're thing one and thing two.
And thing three is in my pants.
I'm just tired of Halloween already.
It's my winter.
Marvin, don't say that. Halloween's amazing. You get to dress up in costumes, you get to carve pumpkins, and you get to go trick-or-treating.
Cat penis.
Jeffy, stop it.
Well, Danny, what does a cat wiener look like?
I don't know.
I'm going to Google it.
Listen, I'm tired of Halloween. Like, you dress up in costumes every year. It's so short. I don't want to look at a cat wiener, Jeffy.
Why is it bigger than mine?
Put your phone away, Jeffy. Okay, so what does everyone want to do for Halloween?
Well, I think since I'm dressed up as the Cat in the Hat, I should try to rhyme every time I talk.
Okay, what's your favorite candy?
Reese's Pieces.
What's your favorite part about Halloween?
Reese's Pieces.
You can't say Reese's Pieces to everything, Jeffy. What's your favorite color?
Reese's Pieces.
But that's not a color!
Marvin, maybe he's saying he likes the color orange and brown.
And yellow, pillow.
Yellow and pillow don't rhyme, Jeffy.
Yes, it does, Santa Claus.
What the? That doesn't rhyme. Okay, look, I'm going to stop getting so mad about your stupid costume and in the rhymes. All right, listen. So what are we going to do first?
Let's carve pumpkins.
What's carved pumpkins? I asked. What's carved pumpkins?
But you can't rhyme your first sentence with it. We're going to go carve pumpkins, Jeffy. Come on. Okay, Jeffy, you're going to carve this big pumpkin right here.
And I'm going to carve this tiny one.
If my wiener was your pumpkin, it'd be the tiny one.
That didn't rhyme, Jeffy.
Reese's Pieces.
You can't end every sentence with Reese's Pieces. That doesn't count.
Well, rhyming's too hard, so I give up.
Okay, look, let's just carve this pumpkin.
What does carve pumpkin mean?
Baby, show them what it means.
Okay, you take a knife, and then you stab your pumpkin like this.
Ah! You stabbed your baby pumpkin in front of his mommy! You're going to hell! Murderer!
Jeffy.
Murderer!
Murderer! Jeffy, you're supposed to do that. What carving pumpkins is.
Murderer!
Come on, Jeffy.
You guys killed a baby pumpkin!
We were carving...
Murderer!
That's how you carve pumpkins, Jeffy.
Hey there, somebody call the cops? Or should I say, Jedi? What? Hold on. Damn it, stupid thing. Give it a second. It's supposed to light up. A Jedi? Isn't that sick? Isn't technology amazing? You know, like those Velcro shoes? You don't even have to learn how to tie your shoes. I sure didn't. Anyway, why'd you guys really call me?
My parents are murderers!
Oh no, were they killing younglings?
Yes!
That sounds like Sith behavior to me!
Ow!
You, come here.
Ow!
Okay, I took care of them, but what's really going on?
Okay, we were carving pumpkins, and we stabbed the baby pumpkin.
In front of the mommy pumpkin?
What? Yeah.
Ow!
Okay, first of all, actually, also, anyway, nevertheless, carving pumpkins is not illegal.
We were trying to tell Jeffy that. It's not illegal.
Yeah, okay, so I'm gonna go back home and pass out candy, which is what you should be doing!
Okay! Alright, guys, we're gonna do what the cop said. We're gonna go pass out candy. Come on. All right, Jeffy, when you hear the doorbell, you're going to pass out candy, okay?
Okay.
They're throwing up the door. But Jeffy, you're supposed to wait for me to open the door.
Oh, okay.
Trick or treat! Ow!
But Jeffy, no, you're supposed to toss the candy in the bag.
Oh, okay, let me try again.
Well, no, don't give me more candy.
Ow! I'm racist cops.
We don't pass out candy to racist cops.
But no, racist cops.
All right, look, you got enough candy so you can go.
But he didn't put the candy in the bag.
Well, just go.
Okay.
Okay, Jeffy, I'm going to pass out candy to the next trick-or-treater because you don't know how to do it. There's someone else.
Triggerless, triggerless.
Your boy, Dougie. You're supposed to say trick-or-treat.
Turkey chicken.
What? No, you can't trick-or-treat at your own house.
But I don't want no candy. I want some money.
I'm not giving you money.
Well, I need the new Cooterless Doodleless.
Look, you can get that later.
Well, I'm the Kool-Aid man. Oh, yeah.
Bye, your boy, Dougie.
Wait, where's my money?
Okay, look, let's go upstairs and figure out something else, because handing out candy's not fun. Okay, we just passed out candy, we carved pumpkins, I'm ready to go to bed.
No, Marvin, we still have to go trick-or-treating.
Yeah, Danny, I want some candy.
Okay, let's hurry up and go trick-or-treating, let's get it over with.
Actually, Marvin, I'm tired, I'm going to stay home.
Well, no, if anyone gets to stay home, it's me, I don't want to go out in the cold.
Well, someone has to pass out candy. Well,
yeah, Danny, she's got a point.
Well, I'll pass out the candy.
No, Marvin, you're thing one. Thing two by themselves doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, Danny, I got thing two right here on the roof.
Oh, come on, let's just go. Okay, Jeffy, let's hurry up and go trick-or-treating so I can go to bed.
Trick-or-treaters,
hello?
Trick-or-treat! What the fuck?
What, Jeffrey, don't throw candy at him. What are you doing here, Goodman?
I'm here for your house payment, Marvin.
Already?
Yeah, because it's the end of the month.
Well, me and my son were about to go trick-or-treating.
Marvin, do you know what my costume is?
You're a horse?
Yeah, and in case you're wondering, the carpets do match the drapes. I got a horse cleaner, Marvin.
Okay.
Yeah, so since you don't have my house payment, I'm taking your candy that you're going to give out to the kids in your neighborhood. What? So now you look like an asshole.
What? Don't do that!
Trick-or-treat.
Come on, Jeffy, let's go.
Okay, Jeffy, this is the first house.
Danny, why do I have a cupcake pan?
Because we didn't have any trash bags.
Are we poor?
Yes.
Trick-or-treat.
Jeffy, be nice.
Hello?
Trick-or-treat, suck my ass.
But Jeffy!
Oh, what lovely manners.
That's the spirit.
I'm Count Suckula. I can suck anyone off.
Yes, you can. I was her first victim before you knocked on the door. Thanks for interrupting.
What are you supposed to be?
Oh, I'm Tiger, the rapper.
Oh, I thought you were Tigger.
Ooh, you one let off from getting the ass whooping, boy.
Here you go. Here's some candy.
All right, Jeffy, what do you say?
Piss off.
What, Jeffy? Come on.
Oh, Count Suckula, I think I need to be a victim again.
Meow.
Okay, Jeffy, this is the next house.
This is not the candy you're looking for. Oh, hey, it's you guys. I guess you came here for the good candy. Well, too bad, because it's all mine, especially the Reese's Pieces. No one can have those. Those are my favorite.
Now, Boynie, don't be stingy with the candy.
This is my wife. She's a mermaid. It has nothing to do with Star Wars.
Boynie, you were supposed to be my Prince Eric.
Yeah, well, I don't know who that is, so you can have fun passing out the candy, but don't give them my Reese's Pieces.
Can we have some candy, please?
Okay, sure. There you go. Happy Halloween.
More.
Jeffrey, no, come on.
Boynie, I handed out the candy.
Wait a minute. One, two, three. Karen, two of my Reese's Pieces are missing.
Your what?
My Reese's Pieces, these.
Oh, I thought you said Reese's Cups.
We don't have any Reese's Cups, Karen.
Well, I'm sorry, Boynie. I didn't understand the directions.
Hey, looking guy.
Well, Jonathan, what are you doing here?
Well, since I'm your brother, I figured it was okay if I just walk in your house.
No, leave.
You didn't even ask me what my outfit was. I'm Tomato, because you like toes, get it? Karen, show me your toes.
Oh, I'm a mermaid. I don't have toes.
Show me your boobies, then.
Okay, Jonathan, I think you need to leave.
Can I have some candy first?
No.
I'm telling Mom.
Oh, don't tell Mom. Damn it. Karen, I can't believe you gave away two of my Reese's Pieces. I know where those people live. I'm going to go find them, and I'm going to get my candy back.
Boy, did you leave those nice people alone?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, let's look at all the candy we got from trick-or-treating.
Yeah!
Okay, well, I got some fruit roll-ups. I have not quite enough Snickers to spell Snickers, but I can spell Ricks, and I have some Starburst.
Cody, what is your Halloween costume supposed to be?
Yeah, dude, I was wondering that all day.
Wait, really? Come on, I'm Harry Potter.
Oh, you look like a lawyer.
What, a lawyer? Is this what you think a lawyer looks like?
Well, you have a tie on and a suit and the Harvard scarf.
What did you think this thing in my hand was?
Like a pen so you could write down stuff in court?
But no, why do you think I have a broom?
So you could sweep up your office?
Dude, I thought you were a lawyer, but from Antarctica.
What, Antarctica?
Yeah, because of the scarf, duh.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Joseph, what is your costume supposed to be?
Isn't it obvious, dude? I'm a green astronaut.
Oh, yeah, a famous green astronaut. I've heard of those. Cody, you haven't asked what my costume is.
Yeah, I'm trying not to think about it.
Well, come on, guess.
Is it my mom?
No.
But really?
No, it's not your mom. It's your mom, but in Minecraft.
Jesus.
He's thinking outside the box.
Junior, you've already been my mom for Halloween before.
But I've never been your mom in Minecraft.
I guess that's true.
Okay, guys, let's trade some candy.
Okay, what's your first offer?
Okay, well, I really want that Starburst. So, I'll trade you a Milky Way for your Starburst.
No way. No way I'm trading my Starburst for a little tiny mini Milky Way.
Okay, how about this? I will trade you my Kit Kat for the Starburst.
No. How about your Cheez-Its for my Starburst?
I'm not trading my Cheez-Its. I love Cheez-Its, okay? So, how about I trade you my Fruit Snacks for your Starburst?
Well, I already have Mott's Fruit Snacks, and that's actually pretty similar, so no.
Okay. Joseph, you have two Starbursts, so I'm going to trade you something. I'll trade you my Cheez-Its for your Starburst.
Oh, deal, dude.
What the fuck, Junior? That's exactly what I wanted.
But he has two Starbursts, so he has, like, more to trade than you do.
What? Yeah, dude, I'm not going to pass up on a good deal.
But it's the same,
It's not the same deal. Look. Now, give me, yeah, there you go.
Right.
Shouldn't have been greedy. Should give me the Starburst.
This is bullshit.
Hey, guys, call me the baker's man, because I got a cupcake pan.
Oh, sweet Lord Jesus, are those Reese's Pieces?
Oh, dude, I'll trade you all my candy for the Reese's Pieces.
No, I'll trade you all my candy for the Reese's Pieces.
Well, no, I want the Reese's Pieces. Back off, guys. The Reese's Pieces are mine.
Yo, man.
Oh, darn it.
Ugh, I'm done with this stupid holiday. Baby, can you help me take my costume off?
Okay, Marvin.
Be careful. You don't want to touch my thing one. My one thing.
What?
My
Daddy,
one...
I struck gold. Check it out. 2 packs of Reese's Pieces.
Wow, Jeffy, that's really cool.
Yeah, I'm going to eat them.
Not so fast. Those Reese's Pieces are mine.
Actually, he got them trick-or-treating, so they're his.
Yeah, well, my wife accidentally passed those out, and she knows they're mine. So I am taking these, and if you have a problem with that, you're gonna die.
Well, then you're gonna have to fight me. Oh, yeah, my red thing's out.
Oh, no, I dropped my lightsaber. If you strike me down, I'll become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. Ow, my eye! Ow, I'm telling my mommy.
All right, Daddy, open up a pack of these Reese's Pussies.
Happy birthday, Junior!
Thanks, guys!
So what'd your dad get you for your birthday, dude?
Yeah, did he get you a car?
Well, it is my 16th birthday, so hopefully my dad got me a Corvette like I've always wanted.
Your dad cannot afford a Corvette.
Yeah, be realistic, dude. Maybe a Honda.
He's had 16 years to save up money. He definitely got me a Corvette, and I can see it now. Driving with the top down with a hot girl in my passenger seat.
Junior, I'm right here!
You're the hot girl I'm talking about!
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about her. I'm talking like I'll have a new girl every single day, just straight up road dome.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame you, dude.
Hey, Junior, happy birthday, you little brat. You're finally 16. You grew some hair on your balls.
Thanks, Dad. So did you get me a gift? Maybe one with a steering wheel?
Oh, yeah, it's a big-ass steering wheel.
You know Corvettes, known for their big-ass steering wheels.
I don't think so.
All right, Dad, I'm ready to see it.
Okay, so close your eyes and walk down the stairs backwards.
All right, going right now. Corvette.
He's not getting a Corvette. Yeah, he shouldn't have walked down the stairs backwards with his eyes closed.
All right, Junior, turn around.
Oh, man, I'm so excited.
Happy birthday.
Dad, what is this?
This is a big rig, an 18-wheeler.
You got me a semi-truck for my first car?
No, I got you a career. You can make so much money with this.
I wanted a Corvette.
How is a Corvette going to make you money, silly? Look, why would I give you a fish when I could teach you how to fish? This is your fishing pole, Junior.
Fishing pole?
Yeah! Are you a virgin?
Of course I am, Dad. I'm 16.
Look, all you gotta do is pull up to a truck stop and you'll be swarmed with lot lizard poon. I used to get 3 at one time. Yeah, so, go ahead. Get in. I'll see you in 6 years.
6 years?
Yeah, bye. Adios!
I don't even know how to drive this thing! Wow, I can't believe my dad got me a stupid semi-truck for my 16th birthday. No one's gonna be my friend after I drive this. How do I even start it? Whoa! Easy, girl, easy.
Trucker 457, do you copy? Trucker 457, do you copy?
Yes, I copy.
What's your trucker sign and where are you located?
This is Puffy Cheeto coming out of Florida. What you need, big dog?
What are you hauling there, Puffy Cheeto?
I'm carrying 2 pigs and a pony, but I got room for a caterpillar.
Can you come by and pick up a load for Seattle?
Yep. Seattle?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll be there. 2 fortnights and a pickle.
Roger that.
All right, coming. Gotta start driving.
Hey, don't you pull out in front of me. Don't you pull out in front of me. Oh, you bitch. You bitch. You know how heavy this truck is? I can't just stop it. Ugh, give me some Doritos. Coke.
Puppuccino? Puppuccino, do you copy? This is Big Snout.
Hey, Big Snout, this is Puppuccino. I copy.
Copy, Puppuccino. You got the one can descriptor wall to wall and treetop tall. I'm tanning, listening in, sitting aside.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead down and hammer down the accelerator to get some of this go-go juice and motion lotion to keep this bird flying.
Copy, Puppy. Look out for them lot lizards. It's mating season. They're
in hate. Oh, Snout, I'm waiting for me one of them iguanas. I need my wiener slipped.
Kojak with the Kodak at the such and such yard today.
All right, I'm pulling up to the Love's gas station right now. I got to go, Snout. Look, got to fill up on fuel. Time to fuel up.
Hey, big boy, looking for some company?
Oh, yeah, my pony needs some riding, but I got to fuel up Big Bertha here and then head on the I-110.
Oh, I want to be filled up, too. And guess what? My snatch looks like that roast beef with the cheddar.
Oh, damn. You're one of them lot iguanas, aren't you?
Yep, ribbit.
Okay, how much?
How much you got?
They got 20.
Well, I'll tell you what. For 60, I'll slurp up a curly fry with my asshole.
Deal.
All right, let's get going.
Yeah, get up in there. Life is a highway.
She wanna ride. Right, all fueled up, ready to go. I love Arby's roast beef and cheddar sandwiches.
Puppuccino, come in, Puppuccino.
This is Puppuccino. How's it going, Pigsnout?
Coffee, Puppuccino. It's going pretty good. How was your stuff?
Oh, I had a lot lizard tickle my pickle and stick a curly fry in her ass.
I know that's true.
And I ate the curly fry.
Oh, you nasty son bitch. Heads up, Puppuccino. We got a couple big birds doing a do-si-do north of you on I-110. So keep your eyes peeled and your boots flat.
There's Bernie Fife sitting on the get arm, shot you in the gas. Oh, shit! Oh, darn it, Pig's not, he got me. Pull me over.
Oh,
hold on. I got my log papers. I'm good. I've only been driving for 9 hours. I have 2 more hours on my drive log. I'm pulled over. Oh, shit, stupid bears. I hate when they get me.
Excuse me, sir. You know why you pulled you over?
Did I reach the maximum weight limit to be a truck driver?
Yeah, I'll say you did. You get your logbook?
Oh, yeah. If you check the Love's bathroom 2 miles back, I put a big logbook in the toilet.
Yeah, good joke. Well, I actually see it right here. Yeah, it's pretty heavy. Yeah, it seems like you're doing important business. So, what are you hauling?
Ass.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I got you doing 70 in a construction zone. You could have killed someone.
Listen, buddy, I gotta make it to Los Angeles by 7 p.m. or Big Tony's gonna cut my hours.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to piss off Big Tony.
No, I do not. I got 3 kids and 4 different women. I gotta pay child support.
That's actually crazy. But seriously, what's in the trailer?
Oh, Costco has another shipment of lube for Diddy.
Damn, that's a lot of lube.
Yeah, I'm 1 of 10 trucks, so, buddy, I gotta get going.
Okay, well, can you at least open it up so I can just make sure?
Yeah, let me meet you down there.
You okay?
Let's make this quick. I gotta pass the big ball of yarn by 5.
Alright. Sorry about this, man. I know you're just trying to do your job, but we've had people trying to sneak illegal immigrants across the border, so I just have to make sure.
Oh, no, Mr. Police Officer. It's fine. I'm not trying to sneak illegal immigrants across the border.
What was that?
Nothing. Look, help me open the door. It's really heavy.
Okay.
Yeah, but don't let go. It'll swing back. And stay behind it the whole time.
Okay.
Bombas.
What was that?
Nothing.
Wait, where's all the lube?
Oh, darn it. Oh, Diddy must have got to the baby oil while I was driving.
Oh, damn that, Diddy. Well, everything seems okay. You just drive safe, right?
Thank you, officer. Ooh, that was close.
You know, Joseph, it's been a long time since we've seen Junior. It's been like 6 months.
No, dude, I'm kind of worried. What happened to him?
Well, maybe his dad actually did get him that Corvette, and he's just been driving around with girls.
But what about us? He could have came and picked us up.
Well, it is a 2-seater.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, what is that?
Jesus, Junior, what happened to you?
Dude, you're huge as hell.
Thank you. Guys, my dad got me a big rig for my 16th birthday.
A big rig? Like an 18-wheeler?
Yep, and I'm a certified truck driver. I drive up and down the United States looking for bears and lot lizards. I'm living the dream, guys.
Okay, why are you so fat?
Why am I so fat? I'm a truck driver. I have to be fat. I drive for 12 hours a day, and all I eat is McDonald's and Arby's. And if there's a Subway, I wait in line. But then I look over at Arby's, and I get a beef and cheddar with curly fries.
Oh. Oh, God, Junior, you stink.
Yeah, dude.
That's just how I smell. I'm a truck driver. All truck drivers smell like this. I mean, the only time we can shower is at a gas station. But why would I use a shower at a gas station? That's just disgusting. I'd rather smell bad. And no matter what soap I use, I always smell this bad once I sit in my truck again. I mean, this is just the life. This is just the smell of a professional truck driver.
Okay, so why do you do this?
Why do I do it? I got a 401k. Do you have a 401k?
No.
I make a lot of money. I make 6 figures a year, but I'm still broke as hell.
Why are you so broke?
I have to pay child support, Cody.
Child support? How could you possibly have a child? It's only been 6 months.
I don't know, Cody. As soon as I went and dropped my first load off, they handed me child support papers. I'm paying child support on 3 kids.
Well, who do you even have a child with?
What? Junior!
Oh, God, that's my wife.
You're married to Penelope?
Yeah, as soon as you become a truck driver, you have to be married with a woman that's bigger than you.
Junior, you owe me child support!
I don't get paid till Tuesday. God damn it, why are you so big?
What?
How are you bigger than me?
Well, Junior, there's nothing to do while you're away, so I just eat snacks and watch Grey's Anatomy.
My job is to drive for 12 hours a day and eat fast food. How are you possibly bigger than me? There's no way. My job is to be fat. There's no way you're bigger than me.
Junior, I'm sorry, okay? There's just nothing else for me to do.
With nothing else for you to do, you go to the gym and be hot for me for when I get home. You don't see me except for twice a year, so when I get home, I want a hot wife to look at, not this big, fat lard ass.
Well, if you pay child support, maybe I'll lose the weight.
Well, I do pay child support, but every time I do, I get a warrant in another state for being behind on child support. I don't know what's happening with my life. How the hell are you bigger than me? Guys, I'm a hitter.
No, dude, I don't blame you.
Junior, you can't hit her.
Truck drivers are allowed to beat their wives. If their wife is bigger than them, after we provide and we drive all around the country and we come home and our wife's bigger than them, we can hit them.
It's a part of the creed, dude. I don't blame you. Handle your business.
All right, come here, bitch.
Junior, get away from me.
I'm hitting you.
Junior, stop it.
Junior, come on.
Dude, they're just going to belly bump and then fall.
Whoa.
See? And now it's going to take forever to pick their ass up.
I can't get up.
Don't help that bitch up. She needs to do some workout. Yeah, keep eating cinnamon rolls. I saw the charges on my card.
They're good.
You're a big bitch.
Okay, you're just rude.
No. All right, guys, I got to get going. I got to get to Montgomery by 8 o'clock.
Montgomery?
Yeah, I got to pick up toilet paper and deliver it to Nebraska.
Nebraska?
Yeah, and I'm already getting in trouble with my boss because last night I fell asleep while driving and Lightning McQueen slid out the back of my trailer and he's lost. I don't know where he's at.
Well, maybe check Radiator Springs.
Do you know where he's at?
It's just a hunch.
Okay, I'm going to go try to find Lightning McQueen and get him to the big race in California.
Jesus.
Life is a highway. She wanna ride it all night long.
I'm so tired. Let me drink some of my coffee.
Bubba Cheeto, do you copy?
Hey, Pigsnout, this is Bubba Cheeto.
Oh, what's wrong, Bubba? You sound like you got an alligator in the wire.
Well, I just saw my wife after 6 months and she's bigger than me. Exactly. How is she bigger than us? Like, my job is to sit here for 12 hours and eat fast food. How can she be fatter than me?
Well, did you hear yet?
Of course I have a popper, Pigsnout.
Hell right. Teach her a lesson.
Oh, Pigsnout, I'm getting really tired. I'm over my hours.
Don't you fall asleep. Don't you be a pussy.
I'm not going to fall asleep. I'm just going to keep drinking my coffee. I've had 3 5-hour energies.
Oh, Puppy Cheeto, you know that ain't safe. You know what you need to do? You just need to do a little cocaine.
I don't know how to get cocaine. I've been talking a lot, Lizard, trying to get them. I'm just going to drink more coffee. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, my chest. My chest hurts so much.
Puppuccino? Oh, shit. Oh, Puppuccino. Oh, shit. He's going to have a heart attack.
Happening.
Oh, hey, you're alive.
Hey, doctor, what happened?
Well, you drank too many energy drinks and ate too much fast food, so you had a heart attack while driving.
Oh, no, did I crash my big rig?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You plowed into standstill traffic and you killed about 27 people.
Oh, no, am I going to jail?
No, because you had a medical emergency.
Okay, well, I gotta get back to driving. I gotta make it to Vermont by 7 o'clock.
No, you actually can't drive anymore.
What? How am I gonna pay my child support?
Junior! Are you okay?
How are you bigger than me?
What?
How? You've gotten even bigger. There's no way. My job is to sit down and eat fast food for 12 hours a day. How is she bigger than me? It's like she's trying to outfat me.
Junior, I'm just a little bloated because I'm on my period.
I'm a hitter. I have to hit her.
Yeah, go ahead. You're a truck driver. Your job's to be fat. How is she bigger than you?
Now, how are you bigger than me? Come on, bitch. I'm hitting you.
Hey, Daddy, I got a question.
What is it, Jeffy?
When Pixar made Mission Incredible, why did they give her a union job Class B license heavy-duty dump truck?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about that wagon, Daddy.
Mario, don't look.
Jeffy, if you're going to play with your Mrs. Incredible doll, I'll take her to your room.
And does Mrs. Incredible ever get constipated?
What?
Well, because she's so stretchy, shouldn't it just fall out like laying an egg?
Jeffy, go to your room.
And when she gave birth, did it even hurt? Or because she's so stretchy, did the kids just flop out like fish?
Jeffy!
Jeffy, go to your room and play with your Mrs. Incredible doll. We don't want to hear it.
All right, Daddy.
So annoying. Huh, who's at the door? Hello?
Hey, Mario, do you know what this is?
An egg?
It's not just any egg. It's a dodo bird egg.
A dodo bird egg?
Yeah, and dodo birds are extinct. But I bought this egg for $10 billion at auction. And it was preserved in an iceberg. So they told me that it could still hatch as long as someone sits on it. So,
But me? You want me to sit on it?
Yeah, because I was sitting at my desk after I bought it, and I was thinking, who has a big, fat, lazy butt who doesn't pay their house payment and who doesn't have a job? So I was thinking, that's Mario. So,
I don't want to sit on a $10 billion egg because I'm afraid something bad will happen to it.
Yeah, I'm afraid something bad will happen to it too, Mario. But that's why I'm going to incentivize you to be careful with it by saying that if you sit on this egg, I'll pay off your house.
But you'll pay off my house?
I sure will, Mario.
Oh, I'll definitely sit on it. I'll sit on it so hard.
That's what she said, and that's how I ended up with 2 kids.
Oh, okay, look, I'll be really careful with it. I'll be really careful as long as you pay off my house.
All right, Mario. Now be very, very careful. Remember, they're extinct.
I got to go.
Oh. Good thing I bought two.
What? You bought two? You spent $20 billion on eggs?
I sure did, because my thought was I'll buy a male dodo bird egg and a female dodo bird egg, and I'll bring back the dodo birds. But that's not going to happen anymore, thanks to you, Mario. So what you might as well do is, you might as well scrape that up and make a $10 billion omelet.
Okay, look, I'll be super careful with this one.
You better be, Mario. That's $20 billion.
Okay, look, I'll be really
careful. Very careful.
Okay, so you want me to sit on this until something comes out?
That's what she asked, and that's how I ended up with two kids.
Okay, I'll be really careful with it.
All right.
Okay, Goodman wants me to take care of this egg, but I really have to use the bathroom first, and I don't want to put it near anyone because I don't want anyone to break it. So I'm going to put it right here. Yeah, it'll be safe right there.
Time to make some scrambled eggs. Here's my first egg. Hey, little egg, you want to be friends? Yeah, I want to be your friend. Psych, I don't have any friends. Boom. Oh, next egg. Oh, you want me to slam dunk you? Well, 2.9. I think I got a runaway egg. Oh, you can't get away from me because I'm about to dunk you.
Wait, what's wrong with you, Mario? What did you do with the egg that was right here?
It's in my hand.
No, it's not. Hold on. Okay, orange, okay, my mind didn't have an orange thing on it.
I'm pretty sure it's in my hand, Mario.
Let me see it. Okay. Oh, thank God. What are you doing? Why are you trying to destroy this egg?
I'm not trying to destroy an egg. I'm trying to make breakfast.
Wait, this is a $10 billion egg and you're trying to break it.
It's an egg, Mario. It's not $10 billion.
Well, stop trying to mess with my egg.
What, you're sitting out of the kitchen? I'm trying to cook.
Okay, I gotta put this egg somewhere safe so nothing bad will happen to it. Who's at the door? Hello?
Freeze, you're under arrest!
Oh, why?
I'm just kidding, it's a little cop joke.
Okay, what are you doing here?
Yeah, listen, I'm sorry, I know it's late, but I just got off work, and my wife called and said she wanted me to pick up some eggs from the store, but all the stores are closed right now because they're closing early, so I was just wondering, do you have some eggs I can take?
No, I don't have any eggs.
Come on, man, don't lie to my face like that.
I don't have any eggs!
I'm looking at an egg right there.
Oh, no, this is my egg.
What, it's just like your egg? Like you laid it, and now you carry it around the house?
No, I'm babysitting it.
Okay, you cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs or something? What's wrong with you?
No. Wait, look, this egg is a rare dodo bird egg, and I'm babysitting it because it might hatch.
Okay, listen, I don't care what kind of bird it is, I need that egg. You don't know what my wife is going to do if I come home without some eggs. She's going to be like, Boiny, why didn't you get eggs from the store so I can make an omelet at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Well, look, you have to tell her that she's not getting her omelet, and she has to wait until the morning.
Okay, why can't you just wait until the morning?
Well, no, I need this egg. I just can't give it away.
Give me that egg! Come on,
you bite my ear! Stop it!
Okay, I'm sorry, I carried away.
Oh, okay, look, Chef Pee Pee might have some eggs in the kitchen, so go ask him.
That actually seems like a very reasonable solution to our problem. Thank you.
This is gonna be a long day.
Give me that egg!
Stop biting me!
Sorry.
I said go to the kitchen!
I know, it was just worth a try, and it's so far away.
You're already halfway up the stairs. Go walk to the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. I guess you're right. Just, I'll wake you, people.
Hey, Mario. Who was at the door?
Oh, it's Goodman. He wanted me to watch that.
Hey!
What was that for?
Mario, I have ophophobia.
What is that?
I have a fear of eggs.
No, you don't.
Mario, get it out of my face.
It's just an egg. Get over it.
Mario, it's so freaky.
Wait, if you don't like it, then leave.
Well, fine. Then if you won't get rid of it, I'll leave then.
Leave? I have to watch it.
Hey, man.
What?
I got one of the eggs from the kitchen, but it has, like, this weird little red mark on it. I don't like it.
Okay, and?
Well, can I trade with you?
No, mine's a dodo bird egg.
Well, how do you know this isn't a dodo bird egg?
It's a regular egg.
Well, but maybe it's a dodo bird.
It's not! Look, I'm not trading eggs. If your wife's gonna eat it, why does it matter if it has that dot on it?
Okay, listen, I'll be honest. My wife didn't really want eggs. I wanted to get a head start on coloring Easter eggs this year, because there's like an Easter egg coloring competition coming up, and my neighbor, Fred Huckadoo, is really good at coloring Easter eggs, so I was gonna paint this one green, but the little red mark on it is messing me up, so can we trade?
No!
Well, if it turns out dumb, it's your fault!
I'm gonna put it right here, nice and safe.
Hey, Daddy, who are you at the door? Jeffy, do not touch this egg.
You shouldn't have told me that. I didn't even notice the egg until you said something about it.
Well, Jeffy, this egg is super valuable, and I don't want anything to happen to it.
Did you lay an egg, Daddy?
No, Jeffy, I didn't lay an egg. Wait a minute. Well, I should tell him that I did lay an egg, and then he'll help me take care of it. He won't want to break it. Yes, Jeffy, I laid an egg.
Are you a chicken, Daddy?
No, see, I'm not a chicken, and that's the weird thing. Humans aren't supposed to lay eggs, and I'm the first human to lay an egg, so this egg is super valuable, and you could have a little brother or sister in there.
I
want to be an only child. I don't want a brother or a sister.
Well, why not?
Because I don't want one. I don't want to have to share toys. I want you to give me all the attention, and I want you to buy me all the toys. I'm going to get rid of this thing.
We're down today.
I don't know what to do with it. I don't know what to do with it.
Chippy, you give me that egg right now.
Okay, Dad.
Wait, really?
Catch.
Wait, Chippy!
Anybody seen the cue ball? Oh, there it is. All right, now I'm going to break. All right. Uh-huh. Boom! Whoa, look at that break.
What are you doing?
Playing pool. You want to play?
No, this is not a ball.
Hey, you put my cue ball back. I didn't scratch. Hey, where are you going with my cue ball?
Daddy, what are you doing?
Well, Jeffy, since you're trying to break this egg and ruin my life, I'm going to put it in a safe so that it's safe.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, it is smart. Lock that up. So now you can't break it.
Oh, really?
You hitting me?
Because you just broke the egg, Jeffy.
I thought you said it was safe.
Jeffy, not now. Now it's broken.
Oh, Daddy, that didn't break the egg.
Wait, you don't think so?
Nope, but this will.
Jeffy!
What?
Jeffy, I swear to God, if the egg inside this safe is broken...
What? Daddy, I just wanted to tell you, that scream you did earlier was so loud and so powerful, you could have filled up an entire Monsters, Inc. scream can with how loud that was. I'm talking, you should go live in Monsters, Inc. world and power the whole city. You would put Mike Wazowski out of business.
Shut up, Jeffy.
Is it broken?
What do you think, Jeffy?
I'm going to go strong no. You know what? Hold on. Maybe a crack. I think I'll give you a crack.
Well, that's what you're on if you think it's not broken.
So, is it broken?
Yes, it's broken, Jenny!
Oh.
It was worth $10 billion!
Well, I'm at least worth a smooth milli, but it's okay, Daddy. I'm glad to see that you're picking favorites.
Jeffy, do you know what was inside that egg? A dodo.
It pooped?
But, no, a dodo bird.
A poopy bird?
No, Jeffy! An extinct bird! Jeffy, look! Look! This bird was extinct, and we could have brought it back, and you just don't care!
Daddy, don't cry! Don't do all that. I don't want to see that. Daddy, it was a prank!
What?
The egg inside that safe was one I got from the refrigerator. Here's the original egg.
Why would you do that?
Because it was funny.
No, it wasn't, Jeffy!
I laughed.
Do not touch this egg! Who's that? Well, I'm not leaving this here, because I don't want you to touch it.
Hello?
Well, I see you didn't make an omelet.
No, I didn't. What are you doing here?
Well, I came to check on my egg.
Well, look, your egg is perfectly fine, and you can have it back, because I don't want to sit on it anymore.
Why?
Because I just don't want to sit on it anymore. It's uncomfortable, my butt hurts, and it's worth $10 billion, and I don't like stressing about it. So here, have it back.
All right, Mario. Nothing happened to it, did it?
No, nothing happened to it. It's perfectly fine. Look, it's a perfect round egg. No cracks, no scratches. No one threw it off a balcony. No one used it as a cue ball. They were playing pool. No one put it inside a safe and threw it down the stairs. It's perfectly fine. It's the original egg, and it's yours, so you can have it back.
Okay, but it does look a little different, Mario.
No, it doesn't. That's a dodo bird egg. Like, if you Google dodo bird egg, that's what that looks like. I just don't want to deal with it. It's stressful. I don't want to deal with it anymore.
But Mario, your butt is so nice and plump. It's perfect for sitting on eggs. You got that dump truck, Mario.
I don't have a dump truck. See, look, it's a normal truck. Actually, it's not even a truck. It's a small car. See, Mrs. Incredible has a dump truck. You should hire Mrs. Incredible because she's got that dump truck. I saw it today. So my butt is not perfect for that egg. Maybe your butt will be perfect, but not my butt.
Okay, Mario. That's fine.
Why would you do that?
You really thought that was a dodo bird egg, Mario? That was just a regular chicken egg.
That was a regular chicken egg?
Mm-hmm.
Then why did you make me sit on it?
Because I was bored, Mario. It was me, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Bill Gates. And us billionaires were sitting there making bets on if you would destroy the egg or not. I'm honestly shocked that you didn't.
Well, thanks for wasting my day.
You're welcome. Now I got one more task for you, Mario.
What is it?
Hold on one second. I need you to sit on this dinosaur egg.
Hey, Daddy, touch my bubble pipe.
Jeffy, stop it.
Oh, come on, Daddy, meet me, bubble.
Jeffy, I said stop it.
Oh, come on, Daddy, please.
Get that out of my face.
Oh, I'm gonna bubble.
Stop it, Jimmy!
Herman, lots of news!
Breaking news, MK. Paris has kicked off the 2024 Olympic Games, and it's going to be a good one this year, with notable stars such as Usain Bolt, Michael Phelps, and LeBron James.
Oh, Marvin, it was always a dream of mine to be in the Olympics.
What did you want to compete in?
Oh, no, I didn't want to compete. I just wanted to go and, like, watch.
Oh.
Hey, buddy, do you think they have Olympics for shooting bubbles in people's faces?
No, I don't think they have that. You need to stop that. Jeffy, stop it. You couldn't even be in the regular Olympics. You'd have to be in the Special Olympics.
Marvin!
They have Special Olympics?
Yeah, they have Olympics for special people just like you, Jeffy.
Oh, I can be in the Olympics because I'm special?
Yeah, you should go, like, practice so you can go compete.
Yeah, I'm going to go train right now.
What are you doing? So what's this board game, Cody?
Chicken versus hot dog.
How do you play?
Well, I think I just sit on the hot dog while you guys go through the cards and play Uno. I don't fucking know. Ooh, I win.
How'd you win?
Look at me, Junior. I'm winning.
Hey, guys, I want to be in the Olympics.
You can't be in the Olympics, Jeff. You have to be really athletic to do that.
But my daddy said that there's a Special Olympic just for me.
Special Olympics?
Oh, yeah, the Paralympics.
Well, what's the difference between Olympics and the Paralympics?
Well, it's a special kind of Olympics for people who have handicaps, like people in wheelchairs and stuff.
You're telling me I can compete against people in wheelchairs? That'd be so easy.
No, because you have to have a handicap to compete.
I stubbed my toe once.
That doesn't count.
Wait, so you're telling me I could fake an injury and then go up against actual injured people and win gold medals?
Well, you could, but that would be cheating.
Oh my god, that'd be so cool! But what if we recorded ourselves doing something dangerous so it looks like we're injured, so then people would believe our injuries so we get gold medals?
Well, I guess you could do that.
Alright, so let's go do something dangerous and record ourselves so we have proof that we are injured.
Ooh,
so,
dude, I'm gonna jump off your roof. Head first!
Yeah, do that!
Yeah!
And I'm gonna run and jump down my stairs and, like, fall.
Ooh, nice choice.
You guys might actually get seriously injured.
And then we wouldn't be cheaters, now would we, Cody?
No, I guess you wouldn't.
Alright, I'm gonna get my phone and record it. Cody, you don't need a handicap because you're blind.
But I'm not blind. I just wear glasses.
But if you took your glasses off, then you'd still be blind.
But no, I wouldn't.
I'm artistic.
Yeah, and Jeffy can paint. So let's go fake our injuries, guys.
Woo!
All right, kids, you're all bandaged up. So what made your friend want to jump off the roof head first and then you drag his body in the road so he could get hit by a car?
We were trying to fake injuries so we could join the Olympics.
Oh, is that why you threw yourself down your stairs?
Yeah, I wanted to fake a broken leg.
Well, you broke it for real.
Well, we just thought that if we faked our injuries, we could compete against people with real injuries and get easy gold medals.
Oh, you mean the Paralympics? Huh, that's actually not a bad idea. You guys are actually injured, so I guess you could compete, and you'd probably win, too. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4 handicapped kids. You know, if I got a kid with cancer from the cancer ward, I bet we could actually compete in the real Paralympics and win a whole bunch of gold medals.
You think we could do that?
Yeah, I think so. Come on, let's go to Paris and compete. All right, kids, ready for the easiest gold medal you'll ever get?
Yeah!
Hello and welcome to the 2024 Paris Olympics. Today's basketball matchup winner will win this gold medal. Now let's meet the USA team, starting with LeBron James.
It's my cranberry? That's too easy.
Next up, Steph McFlurry. I mean Curry. But damn.
What?
Next up, Nikola Jokic.
Give ball. I just want my horses.
Don't worry, buddy. You'll get back to your horses soon. Next up, Luka Doncic. And the final teammate, Caitlin Clark.
Me like basketball.
I am, but yeah.
That's a big thing. Play, Caitlin.
Thank you. Very good. Yeah.
What the fuck? They're not handicapped at all. Those are superstars. Hold on. I got to go talk to the announcer. Hey, man, what the fuck? You got a problem? Yeah, I got a problem. This is supposed to be the Paralympics. Why is LeBron James out there? He's not handicapped. Oh, well, this isn't the Paralympics. This is the Paris Olympics. The Paralympics are next week. Oh, I am so stupid. But still, I have a lot of questions. Why are Luka Doncic and Nikola Jokic out there? They're not even from America. Why are they on the USA team? Oh, they just wanted to get easy gold medals. Yeah, I actually had the same idea, except I was trying to cheat against handicapped people. But still, those are kids. Why are you even allowing them to compete in this competition? Well, nobody wanted to go up against those guys.
Yeah, that does make sense. Yeah.
Well, kids, we're fucked. Just play your hardest, but we're definitely getting silver medals. Let's get started!
Junior, I think we're gonna get destroyed.
Go!
What are we supposed to do?
I guess, should we go over there?
Grab my horse.
Oh, damn. The whole USA team just scored one big slam dunk. Is that legal? Can they do that? Can they just embarrass us on international TV like that? You know, that kid over there in the wheelchair has cancer. His mom is watching. And he's not even faking. He really has cancer.
All right, Cody. I'm going to inbound it to you.
No, Junior. LeBron is right on me.
Me and my son play on the same team.
I know, LeBron.
Hey, LeBron. There's a Sprite Cranberry over there.
What? Where?
Run, Cody.
Oh, hey, Mr. Steph Curry. I heard your wife wants other men.
Ha! Hey, Cody, pass me the ball!
I like horses.
Jeffy, Joseph's open in the corner!
Okay!
Why would you pass it to the kid in the body cast?
That's a ball! That's a ball, right?
Yes, LeBron, that's your ball. It went out of bounds.
Give me.
Curry from half court!
Bang! Curry from half court! Timeout. Did you not just see Steph Curry kick the kid in the wheelchair? No. I'm gonna go check on him.
Yeah, Curry from half court! That's what I call my Curry!
Kid, are you okay?
Coach, I'm gonna miss my chemo appointment.
Okay, that's it. We forfeit. This is just sad. Team Handicap forfeits. Team USA wins. Come get your medals, boys. Congratulations on the gold medal, Nicola.
I don't give shit about medal. I want to play with horses.
Congrats, Luca.
I just want to play Xbox.
Congratulations, LeBron.
I'm gonna celebrate this victory with a Sprite Cranberry.
Congrats, Chef Curry. And congratulations, Caitlin Clark.
I have penis.
Hello and welcome to the next Olympic event, the 100-meter freestyle swim. Now let's introduce the first Olympic athlete, 23-time gold medal winner, Michael Phelps. And going up against him, a bunch of handicapped kids. Well, kids, this isn't fucking fair.
How am I going to swim with crutches?
I guess you don't. I didn't bring any goggles. Okay, Jeffy, do you have an excuse? Oh, I guess he's chicken. Well, I guess it's up to Joseph to beat Michael Phelps, then.
Swimmers, are you ready? On your marks, get set, swim! Oh, damn, look at Michael Phelps go!
Oh, damn, he's going! Go, Joseph, go!
I think he needs a push.
Oh, I got him.
Oh, come on, Joseph, you're swimming like you're drowning.
I guess the stereotype is right. People in full body cast can't swim.
Oh, yeah.
Kid on the stretch is drowning. He is drowning. Michael Phelps is almost at the end. Michael Phelps wins. Congratulations, Michael Phelps, on winning another gold medal.
Oh, great, Joseph. Now we lost. You just stay at the bottom of the pool and think about what you did.
Hello and welcome to the final Olympic event, the 100-meter dash. Our first runner for Team Jamaica is Usain Bolt.
Every little thing is gonna be alright.
And going up against him, once again, a bunch of handicapped kids.
Alright, kids, who's ready to go up against Usain Bolt? I have bad knees because of my fibromyalgia.
Yeah, and I broke my legs from in crutches.
I have cancer, but I can try to roll fast enough, coach.
Oh, good idea. You and Jeffy try to go after him.
Go after him? Don't you mean go against him?
No, you will be behind him.
Runner, on your mark, get set, go!
Jeffy, why aren't you running?
Oh, that's what I'm supposed to do?
Yes, it's a race.
Oh, you're supposed to race him?
Yes.
Well, what do I get?
Well, if you win, you get a medal.
Do I want that?
Yes, of course you want that.
All right, I'll try.
Oh, Usain Bolt is hauling ass. There's no way anyone's catching him. Oh, look at that. Jeffy's coming from behind. No diddy. Oh, it looks like it's going to be a photo finish. And Oh, I don't know who won. It's too close to call. We're going to have to let the judge review the results.
And what's your excuse?
My wheelchair wheel's locked, coach.
Such a quitter. Congratulations, men, on tying and both winning gold medals.
I still believe I won. But you know what? Every little thing's going to be all right.
Oh, my God, I did it. I actually won a gold medal. I mean, we did it. Yay.
Well, good.
Well, kids, you tried your heart out of your asses off. And Jeffy actually won a gold medal.
Well, isn't that like all of our gold medals since we're like a team?
No, it's his because he earned it. Isn't Joseph still at the bottom?
All right, guys, let's go. It's only 8 months until Christmas.
That's a shitload of time, Santa.
Not for 2 billion kids, it's not.
But not all of them are nice.
Well, we gotta at least make 1 billion toys, and one fucking Etch-a-Sketch is just not gonna work.
But those are really hard to make. They're full of sand, so I keep having to go to the beach with a bucket.
And what's your excuse, Orna?
I made a monster truck, Santa.
You made one fucking monster truck in 4 months?
Well, Santa, it has 4 wheels. That's a wheel a month.
Give me that damn thing. Get to work.
Ow.
Hey there. The cops. Santa, I gotta use the bathroom. That fella looks like somebody who's wanted for some pretty terrible crimes against children.
He is.
Well, Santa, I hate to have to do this to you, but I got a warrant for your arrest.
A warrant? What did I do?
Well, apparently you killed the Easter Bunny in a drive-by shooting.
No, I didn't.
Santa's voice gets high-pitched when he lies.
Orna, shut up. No, I didn't. I didn't shoot anybody.
Well, the rumor is that he was banging your wife.
Oh, he was. He was banging my wife.
Well, maybe you killed him out of anger?
No, I didn't kill him out of anger. Fuck no.
Okay, well, I'm still gonna have to arrest you all the same.
Do you know who the fuck I am?
I do, sir, yes.
I'm Santa Claus!
Yes, I know, but you're under arrest, sir. Come on.
Order, order, order! I am the Honorable Judge Kubek, and today we will be hearing the case of Santa Claus, who is being accused of shooting and killing the Easter Bunny in a drive-by shooting. Naughty, naughty. Mr. Claus, how do you plead?
Not guilty. I didn't do it.
Very convincing. But let's go over the case. Apparently, the Easter Bunny was having sexual relations with your wife. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. He banged the shit out of her.
I'm so sorry about that. And did knowing the Easter Bunny had your wife bent over like this, did that piss you off, knowing he was doing that to your wife?
Oh, fuck yeah. It made me want to shoot him in a drive-by shooting.
Now, it is weird that you say that, because you are being accused of shooting him in a drive-by shooting.
Oh, well, I didn't do it.
I would like to believe you, but we also have this 911 recording from the Easter Bunny on the night he died.
Hello? 911? It's me, the Easter Bunny. Santa just shot my ass. He just pulled up in a car. He shot me.
He was probably hallucinating before he died. I don't fucking know.
I have a question for you, Santa. Where were you on the night of December 30th?
I think I remember that night and where I was. I was in the passenger seat of a car with a gun in my hand, riding around listening to YNW Melly's Murder on My Mind.
He was listening to Murder on My Mind by YNW Melly.
Well, fuck. You got me.
Finally, the truth. Mr. Santa Claus, I find you guilty of murdering the Easter Bunny. But since he was banging your wife and you did tell the truth, after just a little bit of lying, I sentence you to be the Easter Bunny this year. That means you have to hide the eggs for all the kids and do Easter Bunny things. And if you don't do it, I sentence you to death by firing squad.
Easter Bunny? I don't want to do that gay shit.
You can't see shit out of this thing. Gay as hell. Nobody wants eggs. They want presents. Who invented this damn holiday anyways?
What the fuck? Holly! There's some guy with a bunny rabbit mask dressed as Santa Claus throwing eggs in our yard or some shit. I'm gonna go yell at him and tell him to stop it.
Hey, what the fuck you think you're doing in my yard?
I'm the Easter Bunny delivering your damn eggs. Be happy.
Well, if you don't get the fuck out of my yard, I'm gonna threaten to call the police. Assault! Assault! You see that? I'm gonna call the police on you for assaulting me! There he is, officer! The fuckhead in the bunny rabbit Santa suit that threw eggs at me!
Hey, buddy, what are you doing?
I'm delivering Easter eggs. I'm the Easter Bunny.
Oh, you're the Easter Bunny, huh?
Yeah, I was court-ordered to do it.
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Hey, you've been drinking a lot tonight, huh?
Yeah, I
can see that. How about you just go home and sleep this off? How's that sound?
Well, no, I got to deliver all these eggs to all the yards.
Oh, all of the yards?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, you're doing a great job. I think you're actually supposed to hide them, not just, like, throw them around on the lawn.
Oh.
Yeah, and it looks like you're running out of eggs.
That's okay. I got more in the truck.
In the truck?
Yeah.
So you've been driving like this?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good. Hey, how about you just go home and sleep this off, huh?
No, I need to deliver all these eggs to all the yards.
Yeah, that's not going to work for me because I'm going to be getting a lot of calls about people complaining about a Santa bunny just throwing eggs at people. That doesn't sound like something I want to deal with tonight. Okay, well, now I'm going to have to take you down to the police station for throwing eggs at me. No?
No.
Okay, well, now we're at the point where I'm not asking, so come on.
Order, order, order. I am the Honorable Judge Boober, and today we will be hearing the case of... I'm sorry, Mr. Drunk Man with the Bunny Mask, what is your name?
I'm the Easter Bunny.
See, Your Honor, I'm sorry. We're not going to get any answers from him tonight. He's so drunk. He thinks he's the Easter Bunny.
Actually, I'm Santa Claus.
Yeah, see what I mean? He's hammered.
I see. Well, sir, you are being charged with littering eggs in a person's yard, public intoxication, and assaulting a police officer by throwing eggs in his face. Take your mask off so I can see who you are.
What, Santa Claus? Why are you dressed like the Easter Bunny?
Oh, shit! Damn it, Officer Guy! I sentenced Santa Claus to be the Easter Bunny this year because he murdered the real Easter Bunny in a drive-by shooting.
Wait, you got caught? Are they looking for the driver? Damn, Santa, I didn't know you were on the naughty list.
Yes, he's free to go. He has to go deliver eggs for all the children. But Officer Guy, I order you to assist him in his Easter Bunny duties, or else you will be held in contempt of court.
Okay, sir. God damn it. Well, I guess this is better than getting busted for helping Santa with a drive-by shooting. Come on, Santa.
Marvin, it's Easter. We have to go paint eggs and hide them before Jeffy wakes up so he can go look for them.
Baby, isn't he too old to celebrate Easter? We need to tell him.
No, Marvin, we can't tell him. He loves looking for the eggs. Oh, no, here he comes!
Where the fuck are they?
Where's what?
The bunny rabbit turds! Little pelts of rabbit shit, like Cocoa Puffs. Cocoa shit puffs.
Well, Jeffy, I don't think the Easter Bunny poops on the ground.
He's gotta poop somewhere!
Well, like, he doesn't poop while he's delivering his eggs, and you should be looking for eggs.
Okay, well, let's go outside and look for them. Come on, Daddy!
Okay, give us 1 second.
Marvin, you don't have any eggs out there!
I'm gonna improvise. Just hold on.
No eggs and no bunny rabbit fuck.
Jeffy, stop with the bad language.
You stop with the bad language.
Listen, the reason why the Easter Bunny hasn't delivered eggs yet is because there's a 97th annual town Easter egg hunt, and he decided to deliver all the eggs in one spot instead of all around the place because of flood zones.
Okay, let's go. I'll go grab my basket.
All right, let's go.
Thank you, everyone, for coming to the 97th annual Easter egg hunt. Pardon this rash on my lip. I kissed a hooker last week, and I'm starting to get worried. Remember, kids, never kiss a hooker. They're not people. Anyway, a little birdie told me the Easter Bunny himself is going to be here later.
Holy fucking Easter egg fuck!
Jeffy, language.
No, Daddy, the Easter Bunny's coming. You better go get in your suit.
I'm not the Easter Bunny, Jeffy.
Yes, you are.
When's the Easter Bunny going
to
be here?
Well, actually, the real Easter Bunny was shot to death back in December, but we have somebody else coming to stand in for him.
Oh.
There he is now.
Jesus. Christ, Santa, you couldn't put the bottle down for 1 minute?
This is my last one.
What, no, say hi to the kids.
Ho, 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 ho!
Stop saying ho, ho, ho. The Easter Bunny doesn't ho.
What the fuck does the Easter Bunny say?
Jesus, your beer breath. I can smell it through the mask. I don't know, say hippity hoppity or some shit.
Hey, hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way!
Yeah, hop.
Ha, ha.
Okay, I can see why you weren't in the NBA. Say hi to the Easter Bunny, kids!
Holy fucking dick cheese in the morning, Daddy! It's the fucking Easter Bunny! It's him! He's here!
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like him.
Okay, kids, one at a time. You don't want him to throw up on you.
I can handle my shit.
God, he's a fucking mess.
Hey, Easter Bunny, can I sit on your lap and tell you what I want for Easter?
Sure.
Okay, I want the golden egg, and when I open it up, fucking $1 million in it.
Yeah, me too, kid.
Hey, Mr. Easter Bunny, can you blink?
Don't hit the Easter Bunny,
don't
please.
Do that.
Wait, something ain't right.
Don't.
Santa Claus, you're the Easter Bunny?
No, he only killed the Easter Bunny.
Ah! He killed the Easter Bunny and he's wearing his skin like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre!
No, the Easter Bunny has to go now. Come, come, come. Come on. All right, Santa, you're free to go.
Santa, I gotta use the bathroom again.
You know, I know he's on the list somewhere.
He is.
Yeah, I don't feel like chasing him. Well, Santa, how'd you like being the Easter Bunny?
Well, it was gay as hell.
You know, Santa, we don't really say that word anymore.
Oh, well, it was gay as fuck.
No, I didn't mean hell. You know what? Never mind. I just hope me helping you out today makes you think about possibly getting me the Home Alone Lego set for Christmas.
I'll think about it.
Okay, thanks, Santa. Hey, can I actually take this?
I wouldn't touch that if I were you.
Why not? Oh, ew, Santa, ew!
Well, Santa, come...
Oh, man, thanks for inviting us over for breakfast, dude.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Yeah, Junior, I love eating cookies and syrup for breakfast. It's so nutritious.
But Cody, you spilled syrup on your shirt.
Oh, dang it, this is my favorite shirt.
You're gonna go to school with syrup on your shirt.
Ha syrup shirt!
Ha ha, syrup shirt.
Do you think Chef Evie could wash it for me while I'm at school?
What? You're gonna go to school shirtless?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay, weirdo, give me your shirt.
Okay. Yeah, all right, Junior, there's my shirt. What?
Cody!
Dude!
You're ripped!
Oh, yeah, I always told you guys I was hunky.
I didn't believe you!
I haven't seen you worked out a day in my life!
What do you think I do in my room all day?
Well, how long have you had a six-pack for?
Since I was born.
Oh, dude, we're gonna be late for school!
All right, Cody, come to school shirtless, I guess.
Okay.
All right, class. Today, we're going to be learning about the law of attraction. There are three laws of attraction that girls go by. Money, six-pack, and a big hot dog.
Well, at least I have two of those.
Cody, I didn't know you were rich.
I'm not.
And guys only have one law of attraction. Big milk jugs.
Eh, I don't like jugs. I'm more of a cake man.
Me too.
I have diabetes.
Is this Mr. Two's class?
Who's that?
Oh, she's banging, dude!
Eh. Oh, crap, I almost forgot! We got a new student today! And her name is, don't tell me I remember, Pepperoni!
Penelope.
That's what I said. Alright, Kraft, everyone introduce yourself to Pineapple!
Hi, Pineapple.
Where do I sit?
My face.
Junior!
Itches. My face itches.
Okay, good. Alright, you can go sit by Junior.
Hey.
Hi.
Sup?
What do you want?
Well, you're the new girl, so I just want to let you know how things go around here. So basically, I'm the hottest, coolest kid in class, and all the girls want to date me. So if you want to be my girlfriend, I guess I'll give you a shot, but you better take that spot before someone else takes it.
You're not my type.
Not your type? Who's your type?
Him.
Him?
Me.
Cody doesn't even like girls.
Not yet.
Not ever.
Don't worry, Cody. One day you'll love me.
No, I won't. Pepperoncini or whatever the hell your name was.
See, look, Cody doesn't even want you, so you should date me.
But you don't have a body like him.
Well, I can't really blame her. I am a walking statue of perfection.
Okay, look, I understand Cody looks like Hercules and you could fry an egg on his abs. But I don't have a six-pack, but what if I had, money and, a big hot dog?
Do you have those things?
I have 75 cents, and Chef Pee-Pee can make you a hot dog.
Who's Chef Pee-Pee?
My personal chef, because I'm rich.
No, you're not, Junior.
Yes, I am. I'm rich. I have a personal chef, so date me. I have money.
All that money, you can't buy a body like his.
All right, look, Cody, after school, you come over to my house and you're going to get me a body like yours.
Okay.
Ooh, can I come?
No!
Can I come?
Yes.
Yes!
Ooh, the bell. Let's go to my house, guys.
Okay.
Hey! The bell does not dismiss you! I do! So you get your asses back to your desk!
All right. Now, class dismissed. I'll see you tomorrow.
That was dumb.
What was the point in that? All right, Cody, you have to show me how to get a body like yours.
Me too!
Well, it's not going to happen overnight, guys.
Then how did you do it?
I spent years of working out, you know, pumping iron. Ken here is my motivation. I wanted to look just like him, and now I look even better. Oh, shut up, Ken. You know I look better.
All right, Cody, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to look like you.
Well, are you sure, Junior? You're going to have to sacrifice a lot of stuff.
Like what?
Well, you can't eat McDonald's anymore.
What? No McDonald's!
Not Mickey D's!
And you can't eat macaroni and cheese.
No mac and cheese!
Not mac and cheese!
And you definitely can't have cookies and syrup for breakfast.
Well, you had cookies and syrup for breakfast.
Well, yeah, but I work out. I turn that fat into muscle.
Then show me how to work out.
Well, I do 3,000 sit-ups every morning. You could try that.
What's a sit-up?
Well, it's like this.
What? Cody, are you okay?
Dude, go get your dad. He's having a seizure.
Dad, call 911.
Guys, no, I'm just doing sit-ups.
Oh, I thought you were trying to poop.
What? No, what? You poop laying flat on your back like a baby?
What? It just looked like you were trying to poop.
Can you just try the sit-ups?
Okay. What do I do?
You just sit up.
That's dumb.
No, you gotta sit back down, and then sit back up.
What? It's like waking up in the morning. What is this?
Dude, it's lame. I'm going to play basketball.
Well, quitter.
Oh, basketball's actually pretty athletic. Wait, hold on. My phone's ringing. Hello?
Hey, baby.
Mom, is that you?
No, it's Penelope, silly.
Wait, Cody, who is it?
It's Parallelogram or whatever her name is.
Penelope, tell her I said hi.
Junior says hi.
Hi. So anyway, back to you, Cody.
How did you even get this number?
The phone book.
Okay, that's a lie.
Okay, from Facebook.
Okay, great. Then you saw that I'm in a relationship with my boyfriend, Ken.
I thought that was a joke. It's a doll.
He's not a doll. He's a man.
Cody, ask her if she likes anyone.
Junior wants to know if you like anyone.
Yeah, you.
She said, yeah, you.
She likes me. She likes me.
No. She said, yeah, you to me.
What? No, I think she meant for you to tell me that she likes me.
No, I think she's saying she likes me.
Hold on. Hey, Penelope, it's Junior.
Hi.
Okay, do you like me or Cody?
I like Cody.
Let me see, I told you. Okay, I'm gonna hang up now.
No, wait, don't! Can you just rub your phone against your abs?
Fine.
Oh, baby.
Okay, I'm hanging up.
Wow, Cody, you're so lucky.
Why?
Because that hot girl wants you.
Yeah, I know, it's gross.
It's not gross, she's hot. Man, I wish I had your body.
Well, maybe she doesn't like me for my body. Maybe she likes me because of my sexy face.
Cody, your face is not sexy. It has so many craters, NASA wants to land a rover on it.
Ouch.
And your teeth are yellow.
Well, maybe her favorite color's yellow.
No, it's not.
Look, Junior, I think it would be easier for you to get the hot dog.
Cody!
Yeah, thank you, Junior. I got stuck on that line. I think it would be easier for you to get a big hot dog.
Where am I going to get a big hot dog from?
Chef Pee-Pee.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's go try to get a big hot dog.
This looks delicious.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, can you make me something?
No, Junior, I already made your favorite meal, mac and cheese. Now bow down, praise me, kiss the feet I don't have.
I can't eat mac and cheese anymore, Chef Pee-Pee.
What? Why?
Because I want to look like Cody.
Damn! Cody, how did you get like that?
I know, it's a perfectly understandable reaction.
So I want my body to look like Cody, so I can't eat mac and cheese anymore.
Well, I need a body like that. I need to get like him.
Well, then we can't eat mac and cheese, Chef Pee-Pee.
Well, what do we eat then?
What do we eat, Cody?
I don't know, but you do need a big hot dog.
Yeah, we really need a huge hot dog. Girls like huge hot dogs.
Well, I can cook a huge hot dog. Bam! I got the hot dog. Now, where's the ladies at?
That's a pretty scrawny hot dog. Mine's bigger than that.
Hey, I'm working with what God gave me.
Yeah, Chef Pee-Pee, girls want big hot dogs.
Well, how big are you supposed to get?
Like 3 times bigger than that.
Bang! Oh, I'll see what I have. Boom! How about that?
Woohoo! That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Chef Pee-Pee, that's a huge hot dog. I'm going to get all the girls.
Wait, what about me?
All right, Cody, we got the big hot dog. Do you think she'll love me now?
I don't know, Junior. I don't see what she's supposed to be getting out of this.
Yeah, I wouldn't want this big hot dog.
Yeah, the bun's not even that big. It looks like it'd just be messy.
Yeah, I want a normal-sized hot dog.
Yeah.
Anyway, girls are weird. Give me your number so I can FaceTime her and show her the hot dog.
Okay.
Cody! What? Spit it out! Why'd you eat the hot dog?
I'm sorry, Junior. I just can't help myself. Hot dogs are my favorite food, and whenever I see a hot dog, I eat it.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so now that I don't have a big hot dog, and I don't have abs, the only thing I can have left is money. That's how I get her.
Junior, you'd have to have millions of dollars for a girl to like you.
Yeah, and I can't raise millions of dollars. Okay, there has to be another way to get a body like you, Cody.
Well, we could call a doctor. Maybe there's some kind of surgery he could do.
Yeah, let's call a doctor.
Yeah.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor. Wow, you are gorgeous. Oh, my God. How does somebody even begin to look like you?
Well, that's why I called you, because I want you to help me look like him.
Look like him? No, I don't think I can help you with that. I think God has to give you that. I don't think anyone can help you.
Well, there's no surgery you can do to help me look like that?
Surgery? No, science can't make that happen. What am I going to do, carve you out of marble? No, that's not happening.
Well, is there any medicine you can give me to look like him?
Medicine, huh? All right, kid, let me tell you the story of a guy named Lance Armstrong.
Ooh, he's the guy who landed on the moon.
No, you're thinking of Neil Armstrong. Lance Armstrong was really good at riding bicycles.
Oh, cool.
Except he wasn't. And he won a whole bunch of races in France, except he didn't. You see, because the reason he won all those races is because he was using steroids to make himself stronger and faster. And then, whenever people found out about it, they took away all of his medals and one of his balls.
Well, can I do steroids?
No, the whole point of the story is that you wouldn't want to do steroids.
Well, he got stronger.
Well, it also made his hot dog smaller.
Oh, well, then I can't do that. I need a big hot dog. I'm trying to get a girl.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Okay, so there's nothing you can do?
Well, I mean, my advice would be just do whatever this guy tells you, because whatever he's doing, it's working.
What if he tells me to eat cat poop?
Then I'd be eating cat poop right now if I get to look like that at the end of it. I mean, Jesus, I want to paint you. I mean, you are just incredible. You belong in a museum. I mean, what's it like? Does it feel like you're constantly wearing a suit of armor? I mean, yeah, a little bit. Oh, my God. That is incredible. Oh, you have a good day.
I guess I'm just gonna give up, Cody.
Give up? Give up? Well, don't. Instead, just listen to this song I made for you. You'll be real hunky by the end of it.
Okay.
All right, Ken. Junior wants to get swole like me. I know. I told him it was gonna be hard, but I think he can do it. All right, Ken. Drop us a sick beat, and I'll teach Junior how to be hunky like me. Here we go! Triceps, biceps is how I get 'em. Six-pack weight rack is how I get 'em. Dating dudes by sending nudes is how I get 'em. A hunky bod to call me God is how I get 'em. 10-pound weights, come on, Junior, that ain't nothing. I can lift anything, easy bake oven. You want abs, not flabs, better get to working. I've been doing squats, might even catch me twerking. 5,000 push-ups is how I start my morning. Women see my body, and they start swarming. Bench pressing, ranch dressing, I be impressing. Call me teacher, it's time to learn a lesson. Get hunky, get hunky, get hunky. 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 Come on, Junior.
Get hunky, get hunky, get hunky.
Uh-huh.
Get hunky, get hunky, get hunky.
Louder.
Get hunky, get hunky, get hunky.
Louder.
Get hunky, get hunky, get hunky. I'm hunky, I'm hunky, I'm hunky.
Yeah, you are.
I'm hunky, I'm hunky, I'm hunky.
Me.
I'm hunky, I'm hunky, I'm hunky.
Hell yeah.
I'm hunky, I'm finally hunky.
Yeah.
Baby, are you here?
Hey, baby.
Ew, where's Cody?
He's not here right now, but check out my hot abs. Aren't I hot?
Ew, no.
Wait, yeah, I'm hot. I have the same body as Cody. You like Cody because of his body, right?
No, I don't like Cody because of his body. I like Cody because his face looks like pizza. And I love pizza.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Well, before we start, I just wanted to show everybody this comment from Lucas Coleman 5454. He says, upload Cruella DeVille's cigarette smoke problem, please. I like that he says upload, as if we've already filmed it, but we're just keeping it to ourselves. And he says please with two question marks, like he's begging, like he really, really needs us to make this happen for him. Listen, Lucas, buddy, we've never used Cruella DeVille in any video before, so we would have to introduce Cruella DeVille and introduce that she has a cigarette smoking problem and make a whole video about that, which I guess we could do, but everybody would be pretty confused, and they would probably be a little bit upset with us, so I don't really know how to tell you this, but I don't really think that's gonna happen. I mean, if you want to see Cruella DeVille's cigarette smoke problem, I guess we could maybe upload that on a different channel, because it'll probably be demonetized, but otherwise, sorry, Lucas, I don't think that's gonna happen for you. So what do you guys want to do today that isn't Cruella DeVille's cigarette smoking problem?
I think your phone's ringing, Cody.
Oh, you're right. I'm going to go answer it. Junior, Macy's is calling about Ken's Christmas present.
That says Timmy.
Timmy is my sales associate from Macy's, so could you please take Ken in the other room?
Why can't Ken listen?
Well, I don't want him to find out about his Christmas present.
It's not like he can hear. His ears are plastic.
No, he has real human ears, Joseph. Junior, please.
Okay.
What's up, babe?
Hey, Cody. How's it hanging?
Oh, you know, shriveled up and to the left with dried saliva on it.
Ooh, how about a little bit of fresh saliva?
Ooh, okay. I'll be over in a little while.
Okay,
Junior, you can go back in with Ken.
I don't know why I had to take Ken out of the other room.
Well, I don't want him to know about his Christmas present.
So Ken does not know about Timmy.
Well, who's Timmy? Oh, you mean Timmy from Macy's? Oh, I already told Ken about Timmy. Yeah, remember? Remember Timmy? He's the one who gives me a huge discount. Like a really big discount.
So you don't want him to know about it?
No, because I don't want him to find out about his Christmas present. Look, if we're going to keep talking about this, you have to take him out of the room again. Well, Junior, don't throw him. He has a herniated disc in his back.
How does he have a herniated disc?
From playing football?
He doesn't play football, dude. He's a doll.
He's not a doll, Joseph. He's All-American.
No, he's all plastic, dude. He's made in China.
Wait, Cody, so you're cheating on Ken with Timmy?
Well, I'm not cheating on him. I just like to spend time with Timmy.
Why? Because he's an actual human being that breathes?
Well, they're both human beings, Joseph. It's just that Timmy and I have a spiritual connection. I think we're the same sign.
What, gay?
Well, yes, Joseph. And I think our moons are in the same phase or some shit.
So if you like Timmy so much, why don't you just break up with Ken?
Well, I can't break up with Ken. We're soulmates.
Okay, then stop talking to Timmy.
Look, I'll just figure it out, okay? Can you just go get Ken off the floor?
Okay.
I'm so sorry, Ken. I don't know why Junior threw you like that. I'll give you a back massage later.
Hey, Cody!
What the fuck? Hey, Timmy, what are you doing here just walking in like that?
What about Ken's herniated disc?
Shut up. So what's up, Timmy? What the hell?
Well, you were taking so long, plus my parents are home, so I figured I'll just come over.
Oh, okay, great. That's fine.
Is everything okay, Cody?
No, I'm good. I am just peachy.
Hey, Timmy, you know Cody loves a doll?
He loves a doll?
No. He's saying Adele wrong. I love Adele.
Oh, my God. Like rolling in the deep?
Yeah.
No, he has a doll that he kisses.
He kisses Adele?
No. Timmy, can you go wait in the other room? I have to call Macy's about your Christmas present.
Oh, my God. Macy's? Okay.
Joseph, what the fuck?
Dude, you're making him mad weird. Just tell him about your stupid doll.
Yeah, tell Timmy about Ken.
I'm not going to tell him about Ken.
Well, he needs to know about your stupid with G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe. He wishes.
If you tell Timmy about Ken, he's not going to care, I promise.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, he's not going to care about your stupid doll.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'll tell him. Hold on, Junior. Before I go talk to Timmy, I got to check on the eggs in my hatchery.
Eggs in your hatchery? What are you talking about?
I'm playing Dragon City, Junior.
What's Dragon City?
You don't know what Dragon City is? You lump. You fucking mook.
What is Dragon City?
You're really going to make me go over to the green screen, aren't you? Okay. Hey, guys. I want to tell you about this awesome game I've been into called Dragon City. It's a world filled with dragons where you get to be the boss. With over 1,000 unique dragons, you can collect, hatch, and evolve your own dragon empire. It's like having your own dragon zoo full of your little dragon minions. Also, you're not just raising dragons, you're building their home, creating a city with magical habitats, cool buildings, and you can even customize the decorations. It's like being an architect and a dragon trainer all in one. For those who love a challenge, you can jump into PvP battles, test your dragon's strength against other dragon masters, and climb the leaderboard to try to be number two, since I'll be number one. Also, each of your dragons have special skills and abilities. Unleash them in quests and events like Wizard's Hollow, where you have to use your big brain to win. And they have multiplayer. You can jump into a community of players where you can trade dragons and even join alliances for exclusive rewards. You can also check out what other people have built. You should check this game out, too. Download Dragon City now by clicking the link in the description or scanning this QR code. And hey, you'll get a special bundle to kickstart your journey. 15,000 food and 30,000 gold and a super rare spaceship dragon. Don't miss out. Here you go, Junior. Play you some Dragon City. I'll go talk to Timmy.
Okay.
Hey, Timmy.
Oh, hey, Cody. Look what I wrote.
Oh, wow. That is something. So you think we're dating, right?
About that. So I was thinking that maybe today we could officially become boyfriend and boyfriend.
Yeah, well, can we add another boyfriend to that?
What do you mean?
Well, Timmy, I'd like to introduce you to someone. This is Ken.
Cody, who the hell is that?
Well, we've been dating since about 2014.
Are you freaking serious right now? You've been dating for 9 years and you were just gonna leave me in the dark about it?
Well, that's why I'm telling you now before things get too serious.
So you were just keeping it a secret that you were dating this beautiful, chiseled, human being?
But I still care about you too, though, Timmy.
If you care about me, then prove it. Choose right now. Me or him? Choose!
I don't know.
Make your choice!
I've just been with Ken for so long.
Okay. I understand. You know what, Cody Philip Nutkiss? You broke my heart!
But my middle name's not Philip. I don't know where you got that from.
Philip on these nuts!
Oh, damn! Boo-hoo! Boo-hoo-hoo! Well, I told Timmy.
I guess it didn't go well because I heard Timmy yelling at you.
Yeah, he was pretty upset.
Wait, he's mad at a doll, dude?
Well, he knows Ken's not a doll.
Oh, so he's delusional, too. You guys are perfect for each other.
Well, I knew we were perfect for each other, but Ken and I are perfect for each other, too.
So how did Ken react when he saw your side piece?
Oh, he won't stop yapping. I keep telling him I chose you over Timmy. You won. You get the Cody peen. God, he just won't shut up. No, he doesn't really work at Macy's. Yes, that was a lie. Yes, you are still getting a Christmas present. Jesus, do you hear this guy? He's speaking Japanese.
Oh, well, I mean, are you happy with your decision? Are you happy you chose Ken?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, it's Ken. I mean, just look at those abs, you know, just eat them up. Yeah, I'm happy. Just distract me with something, okay? I don't want to talk about this.
Okay, well, Chef Pee-Pee needs me to do my chores, so you guys can help me vacuum and suck up all
the... Stop! Talk about something else.
Okay, well, there's a documentary on black holes. They suck up.
Stop saying suck so much.
Okay, well, there's this video on Joey Chestnut, how he eats a lot of hot dogs.
No hot dogs. No, everything just reminds me of Timmy. Boo-hoo-hoo.
Why are you crying like that?
Boo-hoo.
It's sad.
Boo-hoo. I really love Cody. I really do. He just doesn't feel the same. I'm such a fool. I just wish I knew everything I do to show that I really love Cody. He doesn't feel the same about me. I wish I could make him choose me. I am heartbroken. I'm feeling so lonely. I just wish that Cody would actually love me.
Sorry, Father.
Oh, I love sniffing Sharpies, dude.
Me too, it's the best smell ever.
Guys, I'm getting really tired of sniffing Sharpies.
What? Cody, you love sniffing Sharpies.
I know, but I'm starting to get a headache.
Well, smell the orange one.
It smells like a Sharpie.
No, it smells like oranges.
No, it smells like a Sharpie.
This one smells like green apple.
No, they all smell the same.
Cody, what's wrong?
I don't know. I'm just thinking a lot about Timmy.
Well, you wanted Ken, right?
Well, yeah, but I also want Timmy. I want his cake, and I want to eat it, too.
Well, what does Timmy offer that Ken can't do?
Well, Ken's just not a throat goat.
A what?
You know, a throat goat, a glizzy goblin, a sword swallower.
Well, can Ken ever become one of those?
No, look at that mouth. It's too small. It'll never work.
Well, why don't you ask Timmy if you, Ken, and him can be in a throuple?
A what?
A throuple, like, you know, where all three people date.
What, that can happen?
Yeah, it's called being in a parallelogram relationship.
You mean a polyamorous relationship?
That!
Oh, that would be really cool. Okay, I'm gonna go ask Timmy if he'd be okay with that.
Sob!
Hey, Timmy.
Cody, what are you doing here? You can't just walk into someone's house.
Well, you just walked into Junior's house earlier.
Oh, yeah. Well, what do you want, you slut?
What, are you trying to make me mad, or are you trying to get me back in the closet?
It depends on what you say next. So, what is it you wanted to tell me?
Well, hold on. Damn, you gotta give me a minute. Oh, okay, so I have a proposal.
Oh my god, you're proposing?
No, not like that, but I do have an idea. Okay, so take a good look at Ken here. What would you rate him on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, that's easy, a 10.
Right? He's a total 10. So, what if you and me both dated Ken together?
Is that allowed?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
But Father says that a relationship should only be between a man and a woman.
Well, look, we already broke that rule, so why not break one more?
Okay!
So we're cool now?
It depends. Is the closet door open?
Hell yeah, it is. Damn! What the hell? I am sore.
Hey, Cody, are you and Timmy friends again?
Oh, I'd say we're more than friends.
What would you say you are?
Well, I would say I'd like to thank Dragon City for sponsoring this video. Click the link below to check them out now.
So are you, like, more than friends or friends?
We're banging.
Hold still, Danny! Hold still, Danny! I said hold still!
I've been holding still.
And done! It's a masterpiece! I present to you, Daddy Raph!
Aw, Jeffy, that's such a good drawing of Marvin.
I mean, it's a good drawing of my face, not really my body.
I will now draw Mommy's face on a silverback gorilla making sweet love to a squirrel.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news! The police station is looking for a sketch artist and is willing to pay $250,000 a year. So if you're good at drawing, come down to the police department.
$250,000 a year to draw pictures?
Marvin, Jeffy could do that job. He's great at drawing people.
Sorry to interrupt, Mommy, but if you were to have a wiener, how big would it be?
What?
Actually, I should probably draw a silverback gorilla's wiener to keep the theme going. I wonder how big they are. Should I Google it? I'm gonna Google it.
Jeffy, do you want to draw pictures for the cops for $250,000 a year?
That's crazy!
I know, it's so much money just to draw pictures.
A silverback gorilla's wiener is only 3 to 6 centimeters long. That means my wiener is barely bigger than a silverback gorilla's because I clocked mine at 6.5 centimeters.
Jeffy!
Ha!
Look, do you want to draw pictures for the cops?
What kind of pictures?
All you'd have to do is draw pictures of people without animal bodies, just normal people, and they'll pay you $250,000 a year.
All right, Daddy. But first, let me add the 3 to 6 centimeter hog to this gorilla.
No hogs, Jeffy. Listen, I need you to draw a picture of just me so we can show the cops how good you are.
Okay, Daddy, but this squirrel is about to get the business.
All right, look, just draw a normal picture of me with my clothes on, okay?
All right, Daddy. Squirrel humping or no squirrel humping?
No squirrel humping. Just a picture of me.
Mm-hmm. And done. What do you think about that, Daddy? Pretty lame, if you ask me. I could have given you some udders or a stoma.
That looks so good, Jeffy.
Yes, Jeffy, this is exactly what the cops are going to want you to draw every single time.
Every time?
Yeah, just normal people, no animals, just like that.
Just like this?
Just like that.
Okay, I got it, Daddy. Locked in my brain.
All right, let's go down to the cop office and show them that drawing.
The police station?
That's what I said.
No, you said cop office.
Cop office, police station, it's the same thing. Look, let's go down to the police station and show them the drawing. Come on. All right.
So, this is my drawing of a bad guy. What do you think? It's pretty good, right?
It's crap.
Oh, man.
Ugh, God, these people suck. Next person!
Jeffy, get in here.
I'm nervous.
Jeffy, come on.
What?
All right, Mr. Chief. This is my son, Jeffy. He's really good at drawing. Look at the drawing he did of me.
Well, that's pretty good. He even colors him, too. That'll come in handy. Okay, he's hired.
Wait, he's hired already?
Yeah, we're pretty desperate for sketch artists.
Jeffy, you got the job!
Yay!
So when does he start?
Right now.
Oh, wow. Well, all right, Jeffy, just do your job and come home when you're done.
All right, Daddy.
All right, Jeffy. Sit right there and use this sketch pad to draw the suspect based on the victim's description. Send in the victims!
Okay, Jeffy, I have the first victim here. Ma'am, tell him what happened.
All right, I'm ready.
Well, there was a man with a big old cowboy hat on, and he lassoed me up, tied me to the train track so the train would run me over and kill me.
Cowboy hat, huh?
Yes, a big cowboy hat.
All right, I think I got him. Is this your man?
Well, he has the cowboy hat on. I guess that's him.
Ma'am, if you're telling me that's who attacked you, I know where that guy is. I can arrest him.
Yes, that's him.
Okay, I'll go get him.
Baby, Jeffy got the job.
He did?
Yes, the police chief loved Jeffy's drawing of me.
That's amazing, Marvin.
I know. I love that Jeffy actually got a job that's something he's good at, and he's going to make a lot of money. Let's just hope Jeffy doesn't mess this up.
Freeze, Marvin, you're under arrest.
For what?
For attempted murder and kidnapping.
What are you talking about?
Oh, don't pretend like you didn't just tie a woman to railroad tracks like you're in some kind of Western movie.
I didn't.
Yeah, well, we have all the proof we need. Let's let the judge decide.
Marvin, how could you?
Order. Today, we will be hearing the case of a most brutal crime. Marvin, you are being accused of lassoing a woman like a cowboy, tying her up, and then placing her on the railroad tracks in hope that she would be run over by a train. How do you plead?
Not guilty.
Not guilty, you say? Very interesting. Well, I suppose I'll let you go if you can explain this! This drawing that our professional and very overpaid sketch artist made of the suspect based on the victim's